round at the Open. God, that was such a surprise for me.
Yeah.
I never, for everybody, wasn't it? Yeah, I never would have thought
that. It'd be the biggest surprise if Tiger doesn't just run away with it today, too, right?
You know, it's interesting. I looked at the top of that leaderboard real quick. Tiger, and you had Goosen, and then a million guys at 7-under. Outside of Goosen, nobody's more than 3-under today.
Yeah, but you got Clark, Daly, and Appleby are all 3-under.
Yeah, but that's it.
Behind. And then you've got Soren Hansen, Martin Lefebvre, and Darren Clark. They're all 6-under or 5-under, and they're 6-under for the event, but... Like I said,
I'm talking about guys going out in these, now, the current
conditions. Now, now that's exactly what I said. The weather could have picked up, and you never know. But there were some lowers. There were some low scores early on. Kenny Perry shot 4-under today. Jeff Ogilvy shot 5-under today. You know, there's people went out to Tim Herron shot 4-under today, and he was
lumpy.
Yeah, he was in bad shape as it was. So,
well, I hope it gets blustery.
And right now, the winds are out of the west southwest to 10 to 15 miles an hour out there.
That's nothing. That is absolutely nothing.
Yeah. And don't underestimate the fact, Retief Goosen's 6-under for the day through 16.
Right, yes, a bit.
That's
pretty sweet. Well, he's knocking in some putts. That's what Tiger's going to have to do. You're watching these things on ABC, and they're showing all these different shots you have to hit and banking them off the road hole wall and all this stuff. You get a chance. You know, really, the Tribute's a pretty darn good little golf course. It really is. Forget the fact that it's all European holes. It's just a fun course, but you can really get the flavor of just going out there and seeing Andrew's 1 and 18 and the postage stamp.
There's four holes that you'll know. 1 and 18 at St. Andrews. Mm-hmm. Then you have the road hole.
And the postage stamp.
And then you have the postage stamp. And there's fun holes. The rest of it's just, whether you know it or not, it's a good golf course.
Yeah, it's fun.
But you'll have issues like these guys are having right now on TV.
You know, I've never put it in a pot bunker at the Tribute. I should throw one down in there one day just to see what it's like. Because I saw Duvall leave it in there a couple times yesterday.
Well, there's a picture of him in the Dallas Morning News this morning.
He looks like he's amputated. It's like somebody cut him off with a knee. All right, it is 9:47 on.
Watch it. I've got a head full of NFL marbles. No NFL head job, though, but pretty depressed about that. Well, as long as I got my crazy ass mane and he'll fly all over the place, and I'll run around with his Zorro mask and that's the trip around.
Well, Coach Joe, congratulations and thanks for being with us. Let's go to the star of the game yesterday for the Cowboys, their new quarterback, Quincy Jeff Carter. I have to address you formally this morning because you're playing so well. Good morning, Mr. Carter.
Thank you. Good to be with you. It's good to get a win. It was, good to get a victory. I've been working hard on my throwing, my grip good, and my aiming, and I was able to roll out, see some things, pull off some of them 20-yarders. I'd like to thank my running back, Emma, my wide receiver, Rocker.
The Ticket, Rocker Radio.
And I was able to roll out, see some things, pull off some of them 20-yarders. I'd like to thank my running back, Emma. My wide receiver, Rocker, and props to my offensive lineman, Steffel. Peace, I'm out.
Just a pleasure to be talking to a Carter from Georgia this morning.
Thank you very much.
Hey, you're welcome.
Shout out to Dan Aykroyd, too.
Yeah, him too.
Also, joining us this morning on our Cowboys high-powered roundtable is the former quarterback, Troy Aikman. Morning, Troy.
I've only said five words. Now, where's my money?
Well, what was your take on Quincy Carter yesterday?
My money. I was not impressed with the black Quincy Carter.
Huh.
He's too mobile to be a Cowboy quarterback. Plus, I saw only one early timeout and not enough sacks and concussions.
Let's play it that way.
Drop the Ticket Radio.
Calling Dave Campo.
Hello?
Coach Campo, please.
He's speaking.
Hey, Coach, it's the Dunham and Miller Show. How's it going?
Pretty good, guys. Just listening to you. Apparently, when I need a fourth down call, all I have to do is just call you guys, huh?
Oh, gosh.
Yes, you guys got all the answers along with everyone else who's questioning me out there. That's what talk radio is all about.
Well, we may have a few answers. It doesn't look like you guys have many answers right now.
Oh, no, we don't have any answers. You know, we're not smart enough to figure out stuff like that or stop websites like FireDaveCampo.com.
Oh, you heard about the site.
Things like that. Or sure, Dave, things are fine in my life. I show up to Valley Ranch, and I don't have the corner coach's office anymore that dates all the way back to Landry.
You don't?
I got the custodial closet now.
Oh, no.
I mean, I'm making out a game plan here with the broom up my ass.
That's horrible.
Yeah, my chair's that yellow mop bucket with the mechanical mop ring on it.
Oh, I bet they are.
With a broom up your ass.
I mean, the coaches don't talk to me much. Avezzano's got nothing to say to me. I'm watching him. He's got shifty eyes. And, you know, I come into the coach's locker room. You know, we got our locker room, too. It has everyone's name up there. Avezzano, Jeffco, Zimmer. And then over in my corner says, dumbass.
What's that?
Vandalism.
Someone put a piece of tape up there and got a marker. And wrote that up there. I don't think it's very funny.
That's horrible.
What should I read into this? I have dinner plans tonight with Colston Weatherington. We're going to go out and eat soul food. I get a message says he can't make it. What am I supposed to make of that?
He may just have a scheduling conflict.
That's pretty bad if he's canceled.
No. Let me tell you something, guys. I'm here to tell you something right now. The writing is on the wall.
No. That's not necessary. Radio.
Payments 40 to 50% lower than buying a vehicle. D&M offers little or no down payment options. You can lease your car over the phone. That gives you more time to play golf. D&M is open today until 2 o'clock. So call now and ask about the T-Box special. Any area code and then 35-LEASE. Lease a car, truck, SUV, motorcycle, maybe even golf clubs from D&M Leasing. That's 35-LEASE, 35-LEASE. Or visit their website, dmautoleasing.com, and tell them D&M sent you to D&M.
Sports news first, guaranteed.
Lance Armstrong is done today in France. Ticker brought to you by the Dallas Boat Show and Plano Cycling and Fitness. Today at Stage 14, the Texan was strong in the mountains, finishing in second place overall on the stage, and Armstrong did retain his yellow jersey. And now a British Open update brought to you by Grey Goose Vodka and the Sewell family of dealerships. All of the golfers are now on the course as Tiger Woods teed off earlier this morning. He came into the day with a lead of 11 under par. Right now, he is one over through three holes. He is at minus 10 on the tournament, one shot better than Retief Goosen, who is six under through 16 holes on the day. Eight other golfers right now, three shots back at seven under, including John Daly, Tim Clark, Scott Verplank, Jose Maria Olazabal, and Colin Montgomery, just to name a few. Our next pick and ticker coming up at 10:10, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box, Saturday mornings 8 to 10, right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sanger. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Wouldn't it be cool to be George Washington so you could use his dollar bill as a photo ID?
9:53 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Thanks for joining us.
What a fun show this was, you know?
It was fun. A lot of good stuff going on in the world of golf. You try to call in, we weren't able to get to you. You can always email us and we'll respond in kind. Rick@avidgolferonline.com or Craig@avidgolferonline.com.
If you have an opinion on GPS, one way or the other, I'd like to hear it. I'm really don't have an opinion on it right now. I'd like to know what the golfing world thinks about it.
You know what? If they allow it, it still shouldn't matter because then you have your choice.
Yeah.
You don't have to use it.
Right.
And some people, the less information they have, the better.
You know, my VCR still blinks.
Yeah.
So me having a GPS system in my pocket would confuse me more than do anything.
I mean, I would love it if someday golf courses would allow a deal where you could walk up to your ball and there would be a little hologram or something next to the ball that would say exactly how far you are from the pin.
That's pretty cool.
I don't know how you do that.
That can happen. By the way, got a little bit of movement.
Yeah.
Retief Goosen just bogeyed the road hole, so he's down 8 under. And John Daly just bogeyed, so he's down to 6 under. But he's still got 8 holes left, so hopefully you and I are really hoping that he just makes a big move and he and Tiger in a final group.
That would be awesome.
It's not going to happen, but can always hope.
Yeah, I'm not sure if Tiger's going to go low today.
It's blowing.
It's blowing pretty good, and
people are moving backwards right now. You should see some of the places Mickelson's been.
Mickelson was behind a grandstand, and as Craig was telling me during the break, he was hitting out of a divot. Of course, it could have been a different hole, for all I know. But you have 5 guys at 7 under. Goosen, 8 under, and Tiger at 10 under.
Tiger, is he putting it?
Yeah, he's putting, and he is on...
He's on the fourth hole, which is fourth hole is kind of a tough hole. It's long. It's 480 yards.
He left it short left. Let's see how he does on this. It's pretty good.
Yeah,
he'll get a tap in for par. So
5, 6, 7, and 8 are scoring holes. So he's going into he needs to make some birdies on 5 through 8.
I just don't see him flaming. He could possibly maybe go 2, 3 under. Something like that, and another guy catches fire, but I just don't see him flaming. I don't see a Goosen fourth round in the open in his game at all.
Yeah.
We'll see how that goes. I want to thank Jason for running the board, as always, and Sean Bass for doing ticket tickers. We'll have ticket sports Saturday, starting at noon.
You're going to make a guest appearance on there?
Yeah, 1:15. He's major time. I talk with who's on today. Is it...
It's a surprise. You don't know until it starts.
Oh, really?
That's their bit. How'd they manage to line you up?
Like roulette?
Yep.
Went through my agent.
Craig. Went through SI.com.
Definitely. Yeah. Went through my agent.
By the way, if you ever want to...
Tough book or Carly?
You ever want to read something that... Rick always is much more opinionated when he does his article in SI.com than he does anything else. So go to SI.com, their golf section. You write an article once a week?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it comes out every Friday. So that's always a giggle.
Hello?
Yeah. Hello, Covey.
What's up?
How you doing? You sound very echoey.
I just noticed that. Yeah, we're in haunted interview here. Oh, man, we're at the National Tire and Battery up here.
Where?
Is it Plano or Frisco? I don't know. It's off of the tollway in 121. Plano, I guess technically it is. 121 in Hillcrest in Plano. And we're in the
In a
little...
big pipe?
Yeah, they put us in a pipe. We're in the little front area, you know, where you greet the customers and everything, and is this brand new here? Yes? It's brand new, yeah, so it's a grand opening, I guess.
Watching any of the Open this morning before you left?
Yeah, I watched some. I woke up about 6:30, and I didn't get a chance to see Retief make his run. I heard you guys talking about that.
Yeah,
Just
made a bogey, but...
yeah, he bogeyed 17, you said?
Mm-hmm.
And then Tiger 3-putted.
Yeah.
By the way, Sean Bass.
Hello.
What's up?
At 9:30, as I'm driving up here, and let's just assume that I got in my car right then.
All right.
And I'm looking for a British Open update, and I didn't get one.
I'm sorry.
And I heard some hockey news about John Babcock or something.
Yeah, man, I got to cover all of it.
No, you don't.
No, you cover the hit.
This is a major golf tournament.
Well, I kind of figured, you know, Rich and Craig were covering it every segment today. So
you have lots of people like me who just get in their car and they drive up. Now, granted, I knew what was going on, but still, I need to hear what's going on. If it's a major, every ticker. You guys agree?
Are you bucking for Frito's job? Turning into assistant program director?
I'm saying. I had the same argument one time with Tyrone Waller back when he first started.
Oh, I remember him. Corby, it's a good point. I'll do better.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Sean.
You do have to play the hits.
Stand your ground, buddy.
No, it's fine.
Come on. Stand your ground.
Must play the hits. Got to play the hits. That's fun stuff. We were hoping Daly was going to make more of a run today.
Yeah, I saw him birdie one.
He birdied first three.
He birdied first three holes.
Oh, he birdied 2 and 3?
Yeah. And he just looked out on 4, and then he had a couple bogeys. So.
How great
a... pairing would that be for tomorrow with Tiger and Daly?
It'd be the ultimate. You know, outside of Tiger and Jack playing together, you know, as far as like fans go, Tiger and Daly is the ultimate twosome.
Yeah, bar none.
And I don't root for Tiger, so I think if even I was a Tiger fan, I'd have trouble rooting against Daly.
How do you root against Daly after all
that guy's been through?
Yeah.
You know?
And you look at him, and
he's got 9 lines.
I know, he's got a bad wrist, he's got a bad foot.
struggling.
Bad gut.
he's walking around.
God, he looks...
He's walking around quadruplets.
You know what he looks like? He looks like a blood tick. Tiny little heads, big old bloated bodies.
And you know, you see him there with his Hooters sponsor and...
He's got like 19 logos.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, God,
and he's got
man.
Some health... company he's got. New World Health or something. I don't know what it is, but he's got some health company.
I'm surprised he doesn't have a cigarette ad on there, like Kool's on the back or something.
I don't know if they're allowed.
Why not?
You notice they don't do any more print ads anywhere.
Did they not?
No,
like,
he's talking about on his shirt.
Yeah, yeah. But I you could make that a print ad, I guess, and not, it wouldn't be.
They quit sponsoring blood ticks.
If Budweiser wanted to sponsor him, could they?
Yes.
Absolutely. I don't know about that either. Because, you know, Grey Goose is a big Goosen sponsor. And I don't see anything on his shirt or hat or anything.
Yeah, I don't know.
I wonder. Why wouldn't she be able to do that?
I mean, they're 21.
Yeah.
Barely. Sean O'Hare's barely 21.
You know, in fact, you don't see a beer ad or a liquor ad on anybody.
And you would think...
No.
You would think with the... I mean, every other league, obviously, that's a huge sponsor.
Or Viagra. Or Nicorette, or anything, you know, any of the...
I'll tell you what, I don't care what condition I'm in, I'm not wearing a Viagra hat.
No, I'm not either.
You know, I never understood that with Palmero, and yeah, I don't get it.
I can tell you why. Palmero did it.
Why?
About $25 million.
Yeah. Think it was that much?
Well, let's just say it was 10.
Yeah.
Craig, if they wanted you to wear a Viagra hat for $10 million right now...
I'll take red and blue.
You know,
yeah.
I'd wear all of them.
I'd wear it on my crotch.
And you know what? There comes a point, especially if these guys are playing in signature, at a certain age, you really don't care what anybody thinks about you anymore. You know what? It's give-up mode. And so,
what does Rossi care? I mean, he's got, you know, 3,000 hits and 500 home runs. What's it going to affect him?
Exactly.
That's set for life right there. Not that he wasn't already. I mean, my God, the guy's made so much cash.
What do those guys do with all that? I mean, I see all those guys running around with nice cars.
Obviously, Cecil Fielder spends it.
You know, but the people who are smart, you know, like the Rothies, and I know Rothy's not some extravagant, doesn't have a posse and paying 500 different people and, you know, buying mansions all over the world. They literally have to have, like, you know, $30 million in the bank.
You'd think. I remember talking to Brett Hull one day, and he was like, so you big investor? He goes... It all goes into, you know, muni bonds and cash.
But then you have a guy like Troy Aikman, who I respect the world out of, because he's probably got plenty, and he's just,
he's still grinding.
Yeah, you know, buying a car dealership, he's got a bank, he's got 20 other different things, and, you know, you talk to him, and he wants to know how the magazine's doing, making money, you're not making money, what are you doing to make money? So, you know.
Some guys are just worker bees.
Yeah.
You know, their whole life. So, what you guys got today?
Looks like it's just me. Looks like you got me for 2 hours, and I'm supposed to be on vacation.
Somebody's lading you today?
Baby's on the way.
Oh, he is? Okay.
Obviously.
Where's Gordon?
Don't know.
Is he coming in?
I don't know. Listen.
Has he been fired?
I don't talk to these guys prior to the show. Normally we show.
Keep
you
it fresh.
Guys know we show up at 9:58.
Hey, keep it fresh.
Yeah, we don't want to look at each other and ruin things.
Hey, I'm still on for golf this week.
God, you know what? I nerded out so bad yesterday and Thursday because I woke up at 6 both mornings and watched all 7 or 8 hours of TNT's coverage.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's
man,
compelling. Have you ever been over there?
No, I'm making a promise to myself. Next time they play at St. Andrews, I want to go over there and go to the tournament for a couple days, and then I want to play a bunch. And I hear, you know, it's... You may like it, you may not, but I think it'd be so cool to go to that tournament at that course.
Well, remember when we went to the Masters the first time?
Yes.
And we were just blown away how hilly it was.
Yeah.
So TV doesn't do it justice, and TV doesn't do... I don't know what this course looks like in person.
Have you been, Craig?
It doesn't look like much.
You know, I've been to Europe, I've been to England, I've never went and played golf, though.
Yeah, see, I haven't either. I've been over there before.
When you're driving down the countryside, I remember driving when I was in England and driving down the countryside, how green everything was.
It looked very green.
Unbelievably green. And you look at these golf courses and they don't look green at all. And
they're brown.
Yeah.
Yeah, when they hit a shot out of the fairway, divots don't come up, dust comes up. You know, it looks like they're just, I don't know. I guess history covers up a lot of warts.
Yeah,
but I'm just wondering if this was a typical course, and in Texas, how many people would play it?
Goosen just had a three-footer for birdie just made.
Yeah, so Goosen ends at 9-under.
On 18?
Yeah. Pretty interesting.
Wow.
Yeah, you know,
Michael Campbell's up at 7-under today.
Good for him.
I'm telling you right now, Goosen's leading this tournament. If the wind blows up, Goosen could be...
Craig, see, the problem is with that, now that I'm a British Open expert, St. Andrews expert after two straight days of eight-hour coverage,
yeah.
I think that loop that they had there in the middle of the round... You know,
5-7, 8.
Yeah. That Tiger, it's still, wind or no wind...
Right, he's got 2 par 5s he reaches with irons.
Yeah.
He's got 2 par 4s he drives.
Those are birdies.
Yeah.
You know, you got to figure he's going to birdie 3 out of 5 at least.
Yeah.
And that's the only holes that separate him from the field.
Yeah,
look at his scoring on the other holes. It's just his length.
He's been out driving Colin by 40, 50 yards every hole. Colin right now is on the fifth hole. He had a 343-yard tee shot. He's got 225 to the hole. Where do you think Tiger is on this thing?
I don't know.
Probably another 50 yards. Yeah, I bet he's 50 yards ahead of him.
Yeah. I mean, it's you know, and they always said, like, well, you know, Mickelson's caught him and BJ's real long as far as length goes. Those guys aren't even close.
No.
When Tiger wants to hit it far, you know, he can dial it back, and those guys are as long as he is. But when they unleash, it's insane.
Yep.
Yeah, he cranks it up. It is just ungodly. Just ungodly. But, I don't know, the wind's kicking up pretty good. Should be fun.
Now, do we know what the weather's supposed to be like today? I mean, for the rest of the day, is it just kind of sunny and windy?
It's sunny. It's 60 degrees. It's blowing about 10 to 15. It looks like it's blowing harder, though. Doesn't it, Rick?
Yeah.
I mean, you're looking at the pants, and the pants are, you know, moving around.
Well, on Wednesday, they were playing a practice round. It was like 80 degrees, and then 5 minutes later, the wind kicked in from the north, and it dropped 22 degrees.
See, I'd
in
love
five
that.
Minutes.
I would love it if there's about 8 guys within 2 strokes of the lead. I know everyone loves Tiger, but I just want to see a good round. I don't mind if he wins. I just want a good tournament on Sunday.
Yeah, I want entertainment for 4 hours.
Yeah.
I don't want an
8-stroke walk in the park for him tomorrow.
So, all right, so Rick and I are asking on the break today. We're watching Williams and Woods. What do you think Williams makes a year? His caddy.
Stevie?
Yeah.
Probably,
I heard he gets a flat fee of $1 million.
I bet you, when all is said and done, I bet you he makes between 2 and 4.
Million?
Yeah.
By the way, Tiger hit a 368.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, and he hit it into a 20-mile-an-hour wind.
No, there's no way.
That's impossible.
You can't hit into a 20-mile-an-hour wind 360.
It must be straight downhill.
God.
That is...
I mean, even Colin. That means Colin hit at 348 in a 20-mile-an-hour wind.
You guys have been watching the balls roll, though. I mean, it's just rolling. It hits hard and rolls forever.
Yeah, but still.
Big shot right here. He had 200 yards to the pin. He's staring it down.
Did you guys shed a tear yesterday when the whole Jack thing happened?
Wow, he's 20 feet.
No, it was a nice little story, but I'm kind of done shedding tears for him.
We talked about it this morning. I just don't think he's done. I mean, he's going to play the Masters again, won't he?
No way.
I mean, he's got enough games.
You know what?
He can still play.
He was even, and he could have been.
Yeah.
He could have been 3 or 4 under yesterday.
In 65 years.
You know, I mean, the guy hits the ball solid as a rock.
So that's the thing. I don't think he's done.
And I've seen, it's not like ending one thing. When you have 3 or 4 different farewells, you know, at each major, I don't know. It's kind of lost its mentality.
I don't think he's going to play the Open, either Opens or the PGA.
I think he'll play the Masters and the Memorial.
Rick made a good point. He ended his Masters run this year. He finished on number 9.
Yeah, that goaded him.
So he
mentioned that too. Because, you know, really, if you finish something like the Masters or whatever, you really need to finish on 18. And if he's got any game left, I mean, 65 years old, he beat almost half the field.
Yeah, and I don't think there's any question at the Masters, if he's hitting it well and makes a few putts, not only does he make the cut, he finishes in the top 25.
Okay, if he doesn't play in the Masters, how long will it take him to resort to taking the ceremonial first drive?
He said he'd never do it.
Really?
He did say that?
Yeah, he said it last year. He goes, I'm not interested in that.
Please. He said so many things he'd never do again.
Did Arnie do it this year? I don't think Arnie's going to do it either.
Did he do it? I don't remember.
I don't think he... You know, that's reserved for guys who can't walk.
Get a new hit, go hit the first shot.
Yeah. So Tiger's got 20-foot three.
He's got going for you. You want to hang out and see what he does?
No, it's all right. We'll take a break, and Davey's here, so we'll get it going next.
All right, G-Bucks. We'll play a little golf this week.
Yes, Rick, I'll call you guys. We'll all go out there next week.
Happy time.
True. You may just be exaggerating because you feel under pressure.
No, I'm serious. Right here in the coach's conference room, it says in spray paint, Campo, you suck.
Oh.
I'm dying. My balls have never ached more. Have you seen our offense?
Yeah.
Have you seen our offense?
It's awful. Oh, are you okay?
My God, when last week in practice, we get C-Hutch, right? Or Chutch, as you guys call it.
Yeah, Chutch.
I say, okay, we'll give the kids some confidence. I don't coach offense, but I said, hey, let's put the defense off the field and have Chutch and the offense practice against chairs and pylons.
Okay,
so I think it's a pretty good idea, right?
Right.
We simulate a four-quarter game against air, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Score 17 points.
Oh, that's awful. That's just terrible.
And I passed up three field goals. We went through it on fourth down three times and didn't make it then either.
Drop, the Ticket Drop Page Radio.
Wow,
I just can't take it anymore.
Yeah, I don't know how it gets better for you guys either. The schedule gets tougher in November and December, and good luck to you.
Yeah, it's tough. I'm in a schedule. We got to go on the road. Every meeting I have with Jerry now usually ends with, instead of see you later, it's here's the broom. Go ahead and sweep up. That's what I've been diminished to here.
That's awful.
You know, I got a family, too, you know.
Yeah, I know.
And that's why I don't appreciate things like FireDaveCampo.com.
Yeah, well, it's kind of coming.
It's a little close to home, users, is what it does. It's a little... Give me the phone.
Hello?
Hello.
Who's this?
This is Quivering Norm.
Oh, hi, Quivering Norm.
How dare you do this to Dave Campo?
We're not doing anything.
I want you to know something. Dave Campo?
Yeah.
This is a good man. Thank you for listening. This station is in a commercial break and will be returning to its regular programming shortly.
No guns, no explosives, no cutting instruments, no suspicious packages, and no biological agents of mass construction.
Right.
Also, we have some less obvious items you can't take through here. No fingernail clippers, no emery boards, no nail files, no tweezers, no cotton swabs,
right.
No band-aids, no deodorant. And no complaints from any of you, okay?
Radio. Drop page radio.
Flip phones, camera phones, even video phones.
Oh, well then.
All right, now more importantly, I want everyone to look up at this sign right here. That's Grego's big rule number one. No Arabic ties. You cannot get through here if you have any Arabic ties. It's at my discretionary. All right. Now then, let's get on. Let's get this started here. Let's get moving. Step up. Be interviewed by Grego. What's your name?
Ed Morris.
Are you from Afghanistan?
No.
Are you a member of the Taliban, Ed?
No.
Are you or are you currently carrying or secreting on your person a nuclear weapon of mass construction?
No, and that would be mass destruction.
Don't you correct me, Ed! Let me ask you, do you smoke, son?
Yeah.
Have you ever smoked Camel?
Yeah, I just bought a pack.
Get in the back of my life!
G
Jersey sales, and you've got to go by there now for the best selection. Get up to $500 off Cannondale, Trek, and Specialized bikes. Up to 30% off accessories. And buy a 24-pack of Goo Energy Gel, get a 2-pound canister of drink mix absolutely free. And mention the great Craig Jr. Miller, and you'll get the special T1 only offer. With any adult bike purchase during the sale, get $50 of free accessories.
Plano Cycling and Fitness, the shop I've been going to for years and years now, on East 18th Street at Central Expressway, just north of the Bush in Plano. Log on to PlanoCycling.com for more information.
When we say sports, you say now.
Third round play is going on this morning at the British Open in St. Andrews. Ticker brought to you by Autoflex Leasing and Grey Goose Vodka. Rasheed Goosen shot a 66 this morning, putting him at 9-under for the tournament. Right now, he is one shot back of Tiger Woods. He came into the day 11-under. Right now, Woods is 1-over through four holes. He has a one-shot lead, 10-under par. 7 other golfers, Michael Campbell, Tim Clark, Stuart Appleby, Scott Verplank, Jose Maria Olazabal, Trevor Immelman, and Colin Montgomery, all 3 shots off the pace at 7-under par. The Rangers' offense has been asleep since the All-Star break, only getting 6 hits in 2 games. Rich Harden tossed a 2-hit shutout 2 nights ago. Last night, Barry Zito flirted with a no-hitter until the 8th inning, as Texas has lost 2 straight to the Swinging A's. This afternoon at 3:05, Kenny Rogers takes the hill against the A's' Joe Blanton. You can see that game on Fox Sports Net Southwest. And Lance Armstrong had to work today in the Pyrenees to finish 2nd behind Austria's Jörg Koschnig, as Lance held onto his yellow jersey, but he had to do it without his Discovery Channel teammates once again down the stretch, as Lance rode with a pack of 7 of the top 10 riders in the tour. Our next ticket ticker coming up at 10:30, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you've been listening to The Rant, Saturdays, 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to the Gordon Keith Show starring Gordon Keith. I'm Gordon Keith, and I'm going to be with you until the end of the Gordon Keith Show. And I'm joined by, I guess, 2 guys who work at The Ticket. Thank you guys for being out here. I guess you're on some sort of internship program. We got Dave Lane and Corby Davidson.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, hey, hope you guys learned something in the next couple hours.
I do too.
Thanks for letting me walk in your shadow.
That is no problem, Davis. So we're going to be taking your phone calls and getting all the sports stuff settled in the next couple hours.
I have a funny story to lead off
myself now.
To lead off the runt. Well, first off, we're at National Tire and Battery off 121 and Ohio in Plano. So basically, if you're coming from Highland Park,
I am in Ohio.
Now, did y'all's drivers? What did you tell them?
We don't have drivers for me.
Oh.
Yeah. We didn't grow up in Highland Park.
I just took a nap in the back and watched a little bit of the British Open on the way up, so I'm not sure which route he took, if he took Central or the tollway.
He probably just plugged in this address in the GPS system.
Oh.
Yeah, and then he napped too.
He put it on autopilot.
Well, for all you Highland Parkers, just take the tollway and you'll hit 121 and go north, and you'll see us on the right. You'll see the ticket sign. Yeah.
It's on the south side of 121, and there's it's right out in front of the Home Depot, because I almost blew by it, and I had to put it in reverse and drive on the shoulder.
Oh, my gosh. It sounds...
Yeah.
So, hey, speaking of Ohio and that Michelle Wee voice, did you hear I don't know whether we debuted it or whatever, but Giorgio hates that.
Yeah.
You know,
he hates the struggling Ronnie voice.
Yes.
The who?
Who is Ronnie?
Who are
How are
Ronnie?
You going to explain that to the listeners?
Ronnie is our old receptionist who...
Old receptionist.
You and I, yes. Who, by the way, I liked her. I thought she had a lot going for her.
Good looking.
But she was just so passion when you spoke to her.
I'm telling you, you're causing, if George is listening,
you just so put it as much as he hates me doing it, he hates you doing it even more.
So Gordon and I would walk around the office talking in Ronnie voice all day because, and we always, it was always that she was so weak that she was always on a quest for sugar.
Yeah, and her blood sugar, we assume, was very low.
And so it was always like,
Gordon, thank you for
Ronnie?
Coming to work today.
Well, it's my job, Ronnie.
Might I ask you a favor?
I guess so, Ronnie. Are you okay?
Do you have some sugar for me? I'm so weak.
So you just have to walk by and just kind of dump a sugar packet in her mouth and let her live the next 5 minutes.
Let her just perk up.
Right. So then you guys took it to, now that's
yeah,
Michelle
Weed. How did that become Michelle Weed?
It started, whatever, when she broke out, when a year ago. When did Michelle Weed
come
on the scene?
Yeah.
And I just started doing that voice and associating with her because she was such a small, meek Chinese girl who's just starting in our American tour, although I think
even
she's American.
She, yeah. Even though she's 6'2 and Hawaiian.
So we did fake Michelle Wee yesterday, and she talked about escaping China in the womb of a jackal.
That's how they got muled over.
Yeah. So it's a total kick to the crotch for George.
Oh, he hates it. And then at some point, she said, I have a friend.
I have a friend who wants to talk to you.
Guten Tag.
Oh, hates
that's his other kryptonite?
Yeah.
More than Nigel?
Well, see, that's the thing. And George is playing
more than Carlton Maxwell.
George's saying, hey, those are the only two that are kryptonite to me. And then we started reeling off all the other ones. He hates Fake Tiger. He hates Nigel. He hates Carlton Maxwell.
What does he like?
Mushmouth.
He hates you. He hates me. Basically, he just hates you. That's all right. Hey, listen to this. So, oh, by the way, we have free Chipotle out here from 11 to noon.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
My two favorite ticket chicks.
Moved.
Because of Chipotle?
Yeah.
Well, you're hard up. My two favorite ticket chicks of all time are here. Markea.
He's paying off his house. He's hungry.
The poor. And Claudia B. The good Claudia. The clean Claudia.
No, that's Claudia D.
No, it's Claudia B.
Claudia double D.
So, they're my two favorite in all the land.
High five, Dave. Good joke.
So speaking of Chipotle, who do you guys, if there's free food out here, who would you expect to see first and foremost?
Hong Kong Paul.
So I get an email from a guy who works with Hong Kong Paul saying that Paul showed up at work 2 days ago in a cow outfit, like a cow-type costume of some sort, because Chick-fil-A was promising free food to anyone who showed up at the restaurant with some sort of cow apparel on.
All right, so you would think...
So he didn't like leave it
the
in
rental
the car.
Fee. He could have saved the rental fee on the cow costume,
right?
And spent the $2 for the sandwich.
Sure,
okay.
You would think.
But he's obsessed with free food.
Yes,
because he also escaped from China in the womb of a jackal.
Yeah, and he would show. He showed up one time at Chick-fil-A. They said this coworker did like at 4 a.m. because the first, I don't know, 20 customers got free sandwiches or something, and he was the first one in line to get his free sandwich.
Where does he work?
I think he's like, remember he told us, he's like a computer.
At a bank or something?
No.
No?
Some tech job.
Huh.
He's
the one that Corby wanted to put a Chipotle burrito on the end of a bayonet and lure him into coming up and eating off the end and then jabbing.
No, that was the way we thought we could end the war. Just put a burrito on the end of a bayonet. And that the Iraqis were just so dumb that they would just kind of walk real slow up to the rifle, you know, and kind of sniff on the burrito for a second.
Their camel lips would start wrapping around the end of the burrito.
And then they just start kind of, jeez, things. And then we just jab it through the back of their neck. And we kill like a million of them at one time.
With the same burrito?
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't care.
They don't take,
like
it's not like a big mouth bass where they'll take the whole bait sometimes.
Right.
They just take little nibbles like perch.
So one Chipotle goes a long way.
That's good.
You can wipe out half Iraq that way.
Iraq.
All right, what was your funny story?
Oh, that was it.
The Iraq story?
Oh, and Hong Kong Paul. And Hong Kong Paul, he won, on KVIL, he won some contest for food.
Oh, really?
Like yes.
Free groceries.
He didn't win for a month or something.
Ron Chapman's liver or whatever the giveaway is.
I don't think they're giving away body parts of Ron Chapman now. They didn't, like, cut him up.
By the way, you know what?
I thought they disassembled him.
No.
Saw off the
Leave him alone.
As soon as his air shift ended,
yeah,
they just came in with a bunch of...
Yeah, a couple of the IT guys came in,
DeWalt
a couple
drills.
Of engineers. Pulled out their DeWalts and disassembled it.
By the way, out here at National Time Battery, you can get an oil change for $9.99.
Wow. Like they had, and I think they had a
few. I should have them do that while I'm here. I need that.
You know what? You should.
They had a couple backup Ron Chapmans, too, so I'm sure
but
they
I wonder,
those and sold them off.
You know, when I drove up here, I swear I saw the ghost of Dale Earnhardt doing donuts around the building.
Really?
Yeah, what's with that car? They got one of his cars out here. I guess one,
one of
not,
his?
Yeah, one of his.
Is it a number
not,
three?
Not using anymore.
Number one that he didn't right die there. In?
Look at that.
Well, yeah, the, I mean, the hood's all caved in, and...
Oh, my gosh, David.
The,
stop.
The halo, just, the halo just harness just is still attached to the seat.
The undead Dale Earnhardt car. God, no one laughed harder than you, Gordon, when we found about that at Ticket Stock.
What?
You were drinking?
Shh.
You wanted a shotgun
hey,
beer?
There's a number three.
And
also, they're very involved.
The IE.
All right, so Corby's got some exciting stories. Corby's going to tell us the fraud of the home insurance. He's had a lot of
episodes
of that in Highland Park.
Yeah, boy, in Highland Park, they'll really stick it to you, the insurance companies.
We don't have a newspaper, but I do have loads of stories.
Do you have the story about the sex with the horse guy?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Thumbs up to you, Dave.
We got that. We also have a... love with a dog story.
Oh, do we?
We've got, did you guys see the contract put out on a retarded kid by his own T-ball coach?
No.
We got that story.
Oh, goodness.
Contract?
Yeah.
We have the miraculous sex change.
Well, they offer him like a 4-year
yeah.
deal or a 3-year deal? He's that good?
I'm talking like contract killing.
Oh, no.
What other kind of contract does... the disadvantaged person gets. They generally aren't offered long-term contracts, Corby.
The chaos is over. The NHL players exchange their golf clubs for sticks and pucks.
All right, so what kind of roster? That's going to be a mess, too, here in the next couple months, isn't it?
It's going to be interesting for GM, I tell you, because there could be upward of 300 or 400 free agents out there.
The NHL lockout is over.
But if the attitude the players, coaches, and the whole league change in.
What's your name?
Pete Grafton.
What kind of last name is Grafton, Pete?
It's Germanic, I think.
Germanic? Why don't you have an American name like I do, William? Why aren't you from America?
Well, I am, but our relatives are from someplace else.
Well, I'm from America, brother. Last time I checked, Floyd was in America. Pete, are you carrying any smallpox in your baggage?
You can't carry. That's a disease. Isn't
What's
it?
That on your shoulder? Looks like a little smallpox or something there.
Dandruff.
Well, all right. Pete, have you ever been to jihad?
Well, isn't jihad the Islamic word for holy war? You can't go to jihad.
Hey, how do you know so much about this place we call jihad, huh?
The Ticket Drop Page Radio.
How do you know so much about this place we call Jihad, huh?
Newspaper, Newsweek, TV.
Is there anybody in your house in the Taliban?
No, I live alone with my dog.
Huh, well, how do you know that your dog's not in the Taliban?
He's a freaking dog.
Yeah, well, what's your dog's name?
Spot.
What kind of dog is Spot?
He's a mix. He's a Doberman and an Afghan hound.
Afghan hound, you get Spot! What's your name?
I'm Al.
Al, huh?
Yeah,
Al,
I'm Al.
As
I'm
in Al-Qaeda? Huh? Step right up. What's your name, sir?
It's me, Giorgio.
Giorgio? I don't know a Giorgio. Well, Mr. Dunham, let me ask you a few questions.
All right.
What's that container you got there in your hand?
Well, it's just a bag I have from lunch. I went to Chili's, got a turkey sandwich, and...
a turkey sandwich! Turkey, a country known for heart
attacks! It's a sandwich! No, it's a sandwich. Grego. It's me. We've worked together for 8 years. It's a turkey sandwich. I can take that on the plane. It's no big deal.
Oh, okay. So you're stating this is fact, huh?
Well, yeah, man.
Yemen, huh? Known for harboring terrorists.
Grego!
Grego!
Grego, you're going crazy. Come on, stop it.
Well, I have to be particular about this, Giorgio, because we don't want any incidents happening.
Yeah, I understand. I mean, there's been a lot of concern about this whole security thing. I understand.
What? What did you say?
I said there's been a lot of concern about...
Well, wait, say it again.
There's been a lot of concern...
Bin Laden, huh?
Oh, come on, Grego! Grego! Let's take a listen because we have some tape from yesterday's Hardline show. This is the Hardline yesterday here on the ticket doing Ask the Hardline. All right, just past 5 o'clock here on Sports Radio 1310 a ticket. We continue with Ask the Hardline. Grego, you having fun with this?
I'm Greg Williams. How are we not doing that bit?
Well, I'd be Mike Ryan, I guess. Anyway, we've been doing this for about 2 hours, and
I mean, it's just a chance for, you know, P1 to, you know, they may be confused about some terminology or who someone was that we referenced. You know, it's a time that they can ask us, you know, things that they normally couldn't ask us.
Yes.
I mean, it's just, it's a chance for the P1 to ask us something.
Radio.
It's a chance for the P1 to ask us something. You know what I'm saying?
True enough.
I mean, like, it's giving him a chance to ask us something.
I think you're right about that. Rob in Dallas, you're on the ticket with the Hardline.
Hello, Masters of Hardness.
Hey, Rob.
Green. I just had a quick question for you on Ask the Hardline that maybe you can address on the air.
Okay.
Where did the name Hardline come from? And I'll hang up and listen.
Brownie, you want to take this one?
Well, I came up with that. It would later become a album title for Terrence Trent D'Arby, but basically that's just a name that I came up with one day.
Yeah, and if I may right, you know, I don't want to say that that's a reason for our great success, Rob, but it contributed to it, you know. Thanks for the call, man. Good call,
oh, man. Good call.
Volvo is offering model year-end values right now during our 2005 model year-end sales event. Whether you're looking for an SUV, performance or sports sedan, or a versatile Volvo wagon, you'll find legendary Volvo safety, great style, and some of the best values of the year. So hurry to your Volvo retailer today, because if you sit and wait, well, you get the point.
The 2005 Volvo model year-end sales event. For special values, hurry into your Dallas-Fort Worth area Volvo retailer today.
P1 Ticket Head Card offers are back. Get great P1 discounts from Jamba Juice, GermanDeli.com, Humperdinck's, David McDavid Honda, Superior One Transportation, P.D. Johnson's Deli, and State Street Spirits. A message from Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Ticket Sports News Now.
The Texas Rangers have done their best to help right-hander Juan Dominguez become Major League ready. Ticker brought to you by Samstown Casino Treeport and DiamondDoctor.com. Once again, the right-hander has given the Rangers a headache, this time not reporting to AAA Oklahoma after being demoted last Sunday. On the year, Dominguez is 0-2 with a 5.11 ERA. Right now, he's in the Dominican Republic, and Rangers officials are in contact with his agent trying to get him back to the U.S. Today, Texas tries to stop their two-game slide against the Oakland A's at 3:05. 10-4, Kenny Rogers takes the hill at McAfee Coliseum, where he is 21-4 lifetime. He faces Joe Blanton. You can see that game on Fox Sports Net Southwest. Last night, Rafael Palmeiro earned his number 3,000 on the career hit list on the road in Seattle, becoming only the fourth player in Major League history to get 500 homers and 3,000 hits. But a humble Rafi doesn't want the focus to be on him.
So I wanted our team to be the main focus. You know, we're having a great season. You know, last year was tough, and I played on six straight losing teams, and I want this season and I want this team to be a special one.
In third round action at the British Open, Tiger Woods is one over through six holes today. He is leading right now at 10 under par, one shot better than Retief Houston. Tim Clark and Colin Montgomery, both two shots back at 8 under. U.S. Open champ Michael Campbell, he shot a 468 on the day. He is three shots off the lead at 7 under, along with John Daly, Stuart Appleby, Scott Verplank, and Jose Maria Olazabal. Ticket Ticker is service of GM, J.D. Power & Associates, looking for quality in your next car or truck. In two very recent studies, only GM took home 8 awards for initial quality and 8 awards for long-term dependability. To learn more, to go to OnlyGM.com. Our next Ticket Ticker coming up at 10:50, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Ranch, Saturdays, 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The Ticket's Texas Rangers postgame show, Diamond Talk, immediately following every weeknight Rangers home game. Live from Humperdinck's in Arlington, brought to you by Miracle Mortgage and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
And my wife just eats it up. Laughs it up.
Are we back?
I don't know.
Are we back?
Hello.
Okay. 10:35 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. The Rant at NTB, National Tire and Battery, on 121 near Ohio. We're just a stone's throw from Stone's Briar Mall, right?
Is that what that is?
And that mall back over there? Yeah.
And just a pebble's throw from Home Depot.
That's a big-ass mall over there.
Sure is.
Y'all ever been in there?
Yep.
Why are you going there? That's gay.
I know.
You know, I owned about half that land, sold it to Stonebriar Mall.
Did
oh,
you?
Really?
Yeah, so I am rolling in it now. Imagine if you did, like, own a chunk of it. Because all this, you know, all this used to be empty.
Like, 40 years ago,
yeah.
40 years ago, someone bought that land for about $50 an acre.
Yeah, and someone told them they were dumb, because,
yeah.
Man, Dallas will never move out. 50 miles out this way.
Yeah. I'm going buying land 50 miles north of here.
First that probably wouldn't be a bad investment.
Lake Texoma?
Someone's already thought of it.
Have they?
Yeah.
You know, it's coming out here, it's a Saturday morning, and there's freaking gridlock in Frisco and Plano.
I think Frisco's a very popular area, David.
Yeah.
It's weird up here.
It is weird.
I mean, weird up here.
The people are just that live up here are different.
They are different.
What, they're richer than we are?
Uh-huh.
No, they pretend to be richer than we are.
Gosh, David. Dave, I was being serious. What a jerk.
What?
Not a bad line.
That's true. Is that on the air?
How rich do you pretend to be, David? That's a good question. How rich do you pretend to be?
I'd probably pretend that
How much do you want everyone to think you make?
I'd probably pretend that I make six figures, and I so do not.
How much do you pretend to make, Corby?
I don't think my lifestyle's changed since I made $12,000, so $12,000.
No, you had a house and two vehicles and a child on the way when you made $12,000?
Yeah, always getting tons of electrical work redone to your liking.
Always adopting animals.
Yep.
Okay, we've added a house, two dogs.
Three dogs.
No, I'm saying we've always had the other one. Two dogs, and that's about it. That's all. My lifestyle hasn't changed a whit.
And the golf club membership.
I bet you if we've tracked your salary that you've spent, you increase your spending with your salary.
Yeah, the only thing that has changed with me, I swear, is that...
You drink import beer now?
I drink better beer. I eat better food. And my vacations are better than they used to be. That's it, though. Other than that, there's nothing... It's not like I went out and bought 5 million silk shirts.
So you produce...
Yeah, I did.
You produce higher quality bodily waste now than you used to.
Huh. If you want to look at it that way, yes. I'm regular.
My question is, why did you want to look at it that way?
I don't know. It's weird. And I've become friends with people with influence.
I think I pretend to make 80.
That's what I pretend to make. 80. You make far beyond 80.
No, he doesn't.
No, I don't.
Let's see your contract.
Yeah.
At least I'm not a $30,000 millionaire.
Yeah, but I don't understand what that is.
I'm a $30,000, $80,000.
Those are the dudes that live in Addison or Uptown that have a lease, you know, vehicle that costs them like $700 a month, and they live in, you know, a tiny one-bedroom apartment, and they wear the silk shirts, and they go out to send.
How do you do that?
All their money goes into fronting.
Why would you do that?
Because that you don't understand.
That's what gets the chicks.
We're very lucky that we kind of don't live in that world because the ticket's kind of its own little creature. But everybody else in Dallas feels forced to play the materialism game, and they have to keep up with appearances, with everyone else who's playing the game.
Can you imagine going through life, like, every day?
Well, it's a horrible, shallow existence, and you feel like heck about yourself, but you get seduced into that world, and you just drive your soul into the ground because you just run up so much debt, and you create so many problems for yourself.
Okay, it's maybe I am a $30,000 millionaire.
Oh, no. I just described Dave's life to a T.
Tears rolling down his cheek.
I really am that shallow, and I do have that.
So wait, you don't still have massive credit card debt, do you? Haven't you whittled it down to a reasonable sum?
I have it at 0%.
Right, that's not what I was asking.
That's not the question, really. Not at what rate did you finance your debt.
What was the question?
Are you under $10,000?
I don't know what you're... What are we...
Oh, no. He doesn't even know what you're talking about.
Are you under $10,000?
We're at NTB today for the ranch.
Oh, no.
Dave, you need some money.
Yeah.
Give him $20, Corbin.
God, I will. I'm going to buy you a Chipotle today.
They're free.
Oh.
So why don't you take out a home equity loan?
Because I just bought the freaking house.
You ought to take out a loan.
You got 190% finance. Nobody offers that now.
You ought to take out a loan at about 6% and pay off your 0%.
That is so genius.
Thank you.
Why didn't I think of that?
Wow, I don't have any debt.
I have a 10-year plan to be there.
10? Oh, gosh. You need one big score.
I do. I just need that one last score. Then I'm out of the game.
If I ever run up like $10,000 in credit card debt,
you want to sign it over to me?
No, it makes me nervous, but I realize, you know, well, shoot, I'm just going to go ahead and pay this off next week when I get my check.
God, I have to wait 2 weeks to pay this off. We just got paid on Friday.
When I get that next ratings bonus, I guess I'll just pay it off. I don't know.
Oh, that's when I pay off houses.
Okay.
Pay off cars.
What?
30 years I own this place. Nah, let's just get rid of this.
Yeah. Well, Dave, I'm praying for you.
Yeah, I need your
prayers. Yeah, everyone pray for Dave.
I need your prayers.
Why is it that we've been praying for Dave for so long?
Nothing ever happens. We're the worst prayers.
I know.
And God just still, it's like you don't exist.
I think God's favorite hobby is smiting Dave.
Just every once in a while, he just, oh, yeah, that guy, thump.
Right, thumps you, and you're just sitting on your couch, and all of a sudden your nose starts bleeding, and you run up another $10,000 in debt.
God's up there.
No, but Dave,
whatever happened
together
to that adopted kid?
One that I tried to kill, but somebody ended up adopting him out. So, see, I don't think that... I think Dave's getting his stuff together, don't you,
Corbin?
There's
no question. He's now a homeowner.
Yeah.
That's all
okay.
I can say.
Okay. That concludes the positive side.
No, he's working on relationships, building relationships.
I have a good job.
He has a good job.
Yeah.
He's reconciled with his parents.
Finally, after all these years.
Have I?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Huh. Is it true that when you reach a certain age that you kind of rebond with your parents? Because there's a time between the age of 18 and 27 that parents are just kind of like, kind of back off a little bit. But then I think you reach an age where like, wow, they kind of took care of me for a long time.
Yeah, you do gain an appreciation, and you also realize that they're not going to be around for
Well, they took you off the street.
Yeah, I know.
So you should even be more thankful.
Yeah, I totally am for my lower middle class childhood.
Your poor adopted mother rooting through that dumpster and finding where the crying was coming from.
Yeah. I smell crying somewhere. I smell body dirt and I hear crying. There must be a Dave somewhere down there. God, you got a huge nose. It was the best night of my life. I found a baby and dinner. He was white.
Gross.
How much does a nice, clean, white baby go for on the open market these days?
I don't know.
20 grand?
Hop on eBay?
Yeah.
Enough to pay off my debt?
Yeah, Dave, sell yourself as a kind of advanced white baby.
Do you guys watch 6 Feet Under?
You know what? I am so mad at myself.
Are you behind?
Well, you know what? Last summer when my life was falling apart around me.
Oh, my God.
I was T-balling 6 feet under, mm-hmm. and I think I watched, like, the first two episodes of the last season. We're on season four now, right?
I don't know
season
what season
three, season
is.
Four.
Four or five, yeah.
And so whatever the last season was, season three, I got, like, two episodes in, you know, when, you know, Nate, you know, buries his wife.
Yeah.
You know, that's as far as I got. And then I just started T-balling, and so now I've got, like, 16 episodes.
Oh, 16 God. Around. Forget it. You're out.
Just start deleting.
Well, the gay couple on there, David and Keith, who one's black, one is white, super gay couple, they decided to adopt. They found this kid, and I didn't know this went on, and maybe your parents found you at this type of thing.
Adopt a tranny.
It was like an adoption fair. Like it was like a
SPCA.
Yes.
Like
they went to a park, and there's all these kids running around, and you just kind of root through them all and pick your favorite. And like there was this big crowd around this little blonde girl who was sitting on a slide. There's like 10 parents like clamoring after her. And then they fell in love with this 8-year-old little black kid.
Boy. I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a boy. Why'd you say that?
Will Hung.
Oh, and
what was his name? Sounds like a Chinese name.
Will Hung.
Anthony. So they decide that they want to take this kid in, at least try to foster him and see how the relationship goes. And the thing is, the agency says, well, he has an older brother, and we like to keep them together. I'm like, okay, well, we'll get him too. He's 12. The other kid's 8. So the 12-year-old's just a hellion,
and he hates his gay dad.
Well, yeah. They buy him, like, a PlayStation just to butter him up a little bit. And the PlayStation breaks somehow. And the kid, they show him, like, with a screwdriver, like, trying to dig in there and try to fix it himself. The 12-year-old is just ruining it. And so Keith, the black guy, walks in and is like, what are you doing? He's like, this stupid gay PlayStation you bought me doesn't work anymore. And, it, you know, if I wasn't living in this bunch of letters, T house, then this wouldn't have happened. Why'd you make me live in this F house?
Mark.
Keeps calling it that, the F house for gay, not the dirtiest
right.
word of all.
Well?
And it was so tense.
It's a good question.
He's like, get me out of this house. Get me out of this gay house.
Well, how do we get off on that subject?
I don't know.
Dave was adopted.
I know Corby wanted to talk about buttering up 12-year-olds.
Speaking of... Next, let's talk about the most shocking movie in theaters right now.
Oh, the one you went and saw?
Yeah, yeah.
The Wedding Crasher?
No, it's too disturbing, David. I don't want to talk about that.
Any call that gives us the opportunity to talk about ourselves are a great success. That's great. Good call.
We appreciate that phone. It should go.
Jim in the town of the cow. You're on Ask the Hardline.
Yo, Hardline.
Mm.
What is up?
Hey, Jim.
Hey, I had a quick question for you on Ask the Hardline.
Mm-hmm.
Who invented taking calls?
Brownie, you want to take this one? Taking calls. Well, you know, we've listened to a lot of radio over the years. And we just kind of thought we needed a confluence of some sort.
I mean, Jim, you know, I'm not saying that this is the reason for our great success. But I think it helped us achieve that level. I mean, don't you think, Ryan? Achieve that level?
I do, Greg. All I know is we came up with it. No one else was taking calls before we did back in 94.
Man, good call. Good call, Jim.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's a good
one.
Question. I haven't thought about that in a long time, whether or not we invented that.
You people amaze me with the depth of your knowledge.
Man, there's some P1s out there.
Yeah. Bill in Grapevine, you're on Ask the Hardline.
Hello, Hardline.
Yeah.
I have a question for you. What is your take on American Airlines Center?
Well, that's not normally a thing that we talk about. On Ask the Hardline, we like talking about ourselves, but come to think of it, the She-Wolf came up with that idea. We needed a new arena, and she said, well, why not get a confluence down there around the Woodall Rogers area?
I mean, we're not saying we're the only ones who want a new arena, but we just happen to be at the right place at the right time.
Yep.
I mean, notice how I'm self-congratulatory, but humble at the same time that way. That's my modus operation.
Keep moving. Steven and Mesquite, you're on Ask the Hardline.
Yeah,
I know you guys have discovered everyone from Gordo to Giorgio to Psycho Dave. Is there anybody else that you've discovered that we don't know about?
Oh, Ryan, I got to take this one. Do you want to take this one?
Go ahead, Greg.
All right, I got to take this one. Well, yeah, you know, in year one, we had an intern. I remember we were sitting in the small conference room, and we had the table was over in the corner. No, the table was over to the right of the conference room.
No, I was talking to Cap.
Yeah, you were talking to Cap, but don't you remember we used to have that table, and it was like over in the corner of the room?
Yeah.
No, that was after, remember, because we moved it to the middle room. Anyway, we had an intern. We were sitting around talking, man, we need an intern.
Yeah.
And got an intern. He's a good worker. Later, moved out to L.A., got in movies.
Yep.
And you would know him as Tom Cruise, brother.
That's right. We gave him a forum like we offer so many people, and you remember my first...
Except Ron and Don, we didn't offer them one.
Radio. Drop Page Radio.
And for what you'd spent.
Isn't technology great? I love listening online when it's convenient for me. Hi, this is Dane Miner, General Manager of Freeman Toyota. Are you aware that you can buy a car with the same ease and convenience that you're enjoying right now while listening online? Log on to FreemanToyota.com and you can get a price quote from one of our managers. You can appraise your trade, get a payment quote, discuss different options for financing. All of this information is readily available for you, and Freeman Toyota is happy to provide it for you without you even stepping foot on our lot. A couple of incentives running right now. You can lease a Camry for $249 a month for 36 months. Or how about a 41 mile per gallon Corolla for $199 a month for the same 36 months. Both of these offers are with zero out of pocket. Freeman Toyota will deliver your vehicle and paperwork to your home or office to try to save you time and money. We've sold over 1,000 customers year-to-date right over the web. Our customers are telling us that their purchase was the easiest, most pleasant car buying experience ever. Come and see why at FreemanToyota.com.
They'll get items for sale from the finest names in outdoor gear, like Columbia, Realtree, Swarovski, Beretta USA, Thompson Center Firearms, Under Armour, and Sensolade. There's no place like Cabela's, and there's no more exciting time to visit than during the grand opening, Friday, July 15th through Sunday, July 24th. There's special value, celebrity guests, expert advice, and if you're lucky, you could even win a hunting or fishing trip of a lifetime. No purchase necessary to enter. See store for details. Don't miss the biggest grand opening event in Texas history at Cabela's. Exit 65. Or 535 West in Fort Worth. From the east, take Highway 114 to Highway 170.
Breaking sports news now.
Texan Lance Armstrong had a trying day in Stage 14. Ticker brought to you by Sandstown Casino and Plano Cycling and Fitness. Lance had to leave his teammates and ride with his top rivals this morning, finishing second in today's stage. He extended his overall lead from 38 seconds to a minute and 41 seconds over Michael Rasmussen of Denmark. The Rangers and A's continue their four-game set out west this afternoon at 3:05. Kenny Rogers is trying for win number 11 on the season. Today, the Texas offense will try to bounce back after only getting six hits over the last two games against Oakland. They will face right-hander Joe Blanton, who is 5-7 on the year. He has a 4.44 ERA. You can see that game on Fox Sports Net Southwest. And now a British Open update brought to you by Grey Goose Vodka and the Sewell family of dealerships. Third round play going on right now. A big-name leaderboard as Tiger Woods is even through seven. He leads things right now at 11-under, two shots better than Retief Houston. Sergio Garcia at 3-under through 9. He is three shots off the pace at 8-under, along with Jose Maria Olazabal and Colin Montgomery. U.S. Open winner Michael Campbell shot a 4-under 68 on the day. He is 7-under, along with Tim Clark, Stuart Appleby, and Vijay Singh. Our next ticket ticker coming up at 11:10, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sager. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Hey, ladies, it's not a beer gut. It's a liquid grain storage facility.
It's AM radio time on 1053 with you. We're at NTB. This is The Rant at NTB 121 in Ohio, really close to Stonebriar Mall in Plano, Texas. Stop by and see us. We'll be here until noon. We've got Chipotle burritos on the way as we speak.
They'll be here in about 10 minutes maybe.
So those are always good fun. That's like a Rant staple now.
Yeah. Whenever we're on the road, we usually have them.
The Cure. I would say an underrated band, but they were...
They were rated, I guess, weren't they?
Back then, they were rated.
Yeah,
it was
311.
It was a cover version.
Yeah, that was 311.
It was?
That was
weak. It's so hard to hear through our return.
I know. Just a little plug for MTV. I got my tires. I had to buy a set of tires about 6 months ago. And I got my
tires.
For your
Grand Cherokee?
No, for the vehicle I'm driving now.
Oh.
And I went to NTB because they
had tires.
They had tires, but I actually did a little research and priced them out, and they had the best prices for the tires that I wanted.
That's a nice endorsement for the company, Dave.
Excellent and personal work there. Okay, here's my question for you. We're about to get into the horse love and dog love story that hit the paper today. So my question to you guys is...
And our speakers are fading, aren't they?
Yeah, I think our speakers are fading out a little bit. We're having problems. There we go. What was the lowest point in your life?
The lowest point?
About 13 months ago.
What do you mean?
Really, truly. I mean, we should make it your adult life. I think it doesn't matter, though. Adult life, yeah. Just when were you the lowest? When you look back and just go, God, what a beaten-down time. I was just miserable. This was wrong. This was wrong.
I know when mine was. When I was working the overnight shift at the ticket on Friday and Saturday nights.
Was that around the time you got busted?
Yeah. And I had to move.
First haircut.
I had to move. I had to move back
home.
Someone
had to Delilah you?
Stop it. I had to move back home with my parents after I'd already moved out. And I was like, can I move home to you again? And it was real upsetting because, you know, I was getting paid like $6 an hour. And I knew that I was interested in radio but didn't really know what capacity and it was just horrible. And all my friends at the time had really good jobs. When they were like 26 and stuff. And I just, it was terrible. I was real embarrassed, you know. And I was trying real hard to climb the radio ladder. I didn't get lucky like Gordon. They didn't just give me a show.
Give me a show?
Yeah, you got a show.
I had to create my
whatever.
Own position at the station.
You did not. They gave you a show. A show. Like Danny just got hired to be a producer. A really good job. He didn't have to do anything. Just they hired him to be a producer. He didn't have to climb any ladder at all. And it was really depressing there for a while for me. I was really embarrassed. Like, when people were like, what do you do? I work Friday and Saturday. Because that's all I was doing. I was filling in, and I was working Friday and Saturday nights all night. So I didn't have any social life either.
What about girlfriend?
Which was really important at the time. No, I didn't have a girlfriend at the time.
Stinky?
I didn't have anything going on.
Were you overweight then?
Yes. I was. I was out of shape, you know. It was just... It's a different time.
And Dave, yours was 18 months ago.
No, 13 months ago.
13. Well, he remembers exactly.
But, you know, it's probably a close tie with the 12 months that I spent on unemployment.
Oh, 12 man. Months.
That's when he paid his taxes on his...
Yeah, I paid my taxes and put my... car down payment on my credit card.
At 18% or 21%?
No, it wasn't that high. It was like 13%.
God.
It was reasonable.
Yeah, it was reasonable. Yeah.
Why? What's yours?
Oh, I don't know. Probably last night. Each night.
Yours?
Your record?
Yours had...
When it just wilts in your hand and you just... tears roll down your cheek.
You can't even get it going. So you wake up in the morning and it's still there in your hand.
Yours had to be... When you were really full throttle going out a lot and waking up.
When you're like popping lithium and drinking like 15 beers a night.
I don't think anyone pops lithium. It's not like it gives you some sort of high. No, yeah, those
when
early
you, when
days
you were,
miserable.
When you were ambush Gordon.
And you were real mean.
Yeah.
You know? You weren't a nice guy at all. You were just a jerk.
I was bitter. Chip on his shoulder, young man, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was miserable. And around that time, I can't remember exactly when it was, when I got my pay cut from, I think it was, what was it making, $50 a night doing that Jennifer Smith show. and they said they had to cut me to $10 an hour.
Yeah.
It was like a 3-hour show, so it was like $30, you know, and I'm just like, I don't know. Everything was demoralizing back then.
Yeah.
It was around the same time you were going through.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's when I got booted off the
he got
Sports Princess show. I got booted off the Sports Princess show, and then I took over Chris's show for you, and that lasted a month, and Chris bitched so much that he asked for you back, and I had to run the board.
Where did I go? Where did Corby go?
You were running the board, and I was producing, and then we flip-flopped.
God, I don't even remember that.
Yeah, because Chris hated me so much.
Why did he hate you?
I don't know, because I tried to make him be on time, and I hung up on callers.
He was like a real hardcore producer.
Well, that's what they told me to do. They're like, you know, Chris really needs to be focused, and, you know, you need to keep him moving. You need to, you know, keep calls moving. And then he would say, buddy, don't hang up on a call until I say goodbye to him.
Oh, vomit. I've forgotten how much musical chairs all you guys played in that, those producer board-up roles. And
yeah, and you didn't have to go through any of it.
That is not true, Corby. You, Gordon, you're acting like I was all...
You didn't.
Bread and circuses, but I don't know if that's... Or ducks and drakes. Or,
you never had to do any of that. Is.
Corby, you have to understand, my survival was much more tenuous than even your guys because you guys had job titles. For forever, I was always on the cutting block. They always wanted to get rid of me.
Yeah, I remember when you drove the Hummer around a lot.
Drove the Hummer? I mean, it was like, I did... I took on everything I could to keep from being a board op or... A It was a hard struggle for me, trying to make my way to radio. So, I mean, you guys at least had the benefit of having a
of
job.
A skill.
Yeah.
A trade, in case, you know, we could have done that for forever, I guess.
Yeah.
But the ticket was such a, it seemed like there were so few of us that worked there, you were just guaranteed to get advancement because they didn't want to go out and find someone.
Well, the thing is, the turnover rate was so big because the station was basically failing. And, you know, salespeople were leaving by the dozens. And you couldn't keep any part-time people around because they were paying so little. And so it had to be the people who stuck it out.
Were the dedicated people that really wanted to be there.
Yeah.
Either that or you were like me and you didn't have anything better to do.
That's what my situation was. I mean, I guess I could have gone...
I just won a war of attrition is all I did.
I could have gone, like, to
you
get my...
You waited it out?
Yeah.
Teaching certificate. That's what I did, too. I just waited things out until basically things started getting better at the station and jobs started opening up.
I just had to wait it out until I got laid off for the second time.
Oh, no.
Then realized that I probably needed to find another job.
I just remember the ticket coming to me once and said, all right, Gordon, we don't know what you do here, and you can either... be fired or, I don't know, you want to do morning drive? That's the way the station was. It, like, made no sense. Well, you're still around here, so
yeah,
you want to work in morning drive?
Yeah, I guess.
I guess. Whatever.
I have to literally thank Chris, though, because if he didn't, like, pluck me out of the farm system, I don't know what I'd be doing.
You weren't his little buddy?
Yeah, I don't know. I honestly don't know. It was... He did a nice thing.
He was definitely your champion.
Yeah, he was great. You got no complaints.
And it was one of those weird championships where championing...
What?
When you cut him up so bad behind his back, the same way Frito does Norm.
That is the biggest
Norm
bunch
loves
of garbage.
Frito, and Chris loved you.
Biggest bunch of garbage.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Corby was just... Remember, we all like Chris.
Oh, God.
Man, you guys just don't know him. You guys just don't know
him. For the guy endlessly. You sorry SOBs. So mean to him.
Sorry, I didn't mean to get us off on the whole thing. I just want to know the darkest time in someone's life.
Well, mine's like a 7-way tie.
Birth. Basically, the best time...
better, Gordon.
The best time of Dave's life was in the womb.
No.
No, because I kept having to dodge coat hangers.
He was acutely aware of these random coat hangers.
Oh, my gosh. That's why still to this day he can't stand for anything to be near his eye.
Right.
You know.
Back off!
I don't like going to the dry cleaner.
No.
Stop it! Wooden hangers only
right.
For you.
Yeah. Okay, now this story, we had two incredibly disturbing stories One from Seattle and one from, I believe, Florida, Kansas, Kentucky.
Florida, Kansas, Kentucky? That tri-state region?
Yeah. So this guy, I think it's Florida. This guy has a seeing eye dog.
Oh, no.
So he's blind. Blind is a Louisville slugger. Isn't that the old saying?
Yeah.
As a bat?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. And they found him making love to his...
Like they walked in on it?
Helper friend, I guess so.
Well, I mean, when you work so closely with somebody...
Yeah, it's natural.
It's natural that there's going to be some attraction.
Yeah, romance develops there. And plus, it's the whole transference, you know, like with a... Obviously, this guide dog is a helper to him in the same way a therapist is. So you have that counter-transference. And so, but then they don't know what to charge him with because feastimality is not illegal.
Man,
Florida.
And it's the same thing in Washington State with this horse story. Why is it that that is not illegal?
What kind of
legal system do we have when having sex with an animal
just kind of
is legal?
It's not illegal. That you have to prove that there's cruelty to the animal, that the simple act is not considered cruel.
Well, see, that's the thing with this horse story that we're getting into. They decided that they really didn't know what to do because the horse was uninjured. Well, yeah, the horse was uninjured.
So what happened in this, there's a farm outside of Seattle. And on July 2nd, this guy, this 40-something-year-old guy, gets dropped off at the hospital. And this car speeds off. And he's, you know, has internal injuries. And he dies at the hospital of internal bleeding. So they go back and they look at the surveillance tape of the hospital entrance, and they get the license plate of the vehicle that dropped him off. They track it back to either the farm or this group. Evidently, there's a whole slew of people that frequent this farm strictly to have relations with the animals.
They had chickens and all kinds, not just horses.
So the guy, the 40-year-old guy that died, he suffered his injuries when...
A horse kicked him?
I guess a horse kicked him, but he was attempting grainal with the horse.
Well, who's the man? The horse was the man, or he was the man?
He was the man.
Okay.
I think that would be really tough for him to...
Yeah, I would think so.
...for the horse to be the man.
That's funny.
But authorities say a significant number of people, we believe, have likely visited this farm.
So, why don't we have... We need to make prostitution legal then.
Yeah. That's illegal, but this is?
But if prostitution was legal, do you think that the people that are enjoying love with animals would choose a prostitute instead?
No.
Pay to...
I always just assumed that it was a last resort.
Maybe it's a fetish.
What? I want to know There was a time, just like in everybody else's life, there was a time where there was that decision that had to be made, like...
This dog is really close to my animal.
I guess it's either this or nothing. I'll take this. Is it that, or are you that twisted inside? Would they grow up from, we hear about pedophiles and that they were victims at one time.
It seems like that ought to be the term for speciality.
Pedophile?
Yeah.
And with a T instead of a D?
Oh, is it so with a D?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, but what's the excuse for those people, for the beast people?
I don't know.
I used to like that movie, Beastmaster.
I think that's a different...
It really wasn't about that.
Two ferrets that were always running around in his pants.
How do you think...
Okay, but like we've seen...
How do you think a centaur was made?
Half man, half bull.
But like the Dalmatian impact. That Dalmatian seemed to be having a good time. So is that really animal abuse?
Yes, it is. Animals, they don't need that.
What?
Is that on the air?
No.
Oh.
Anyway, well, let's move on, shall we?
Why?
Shall we?
This is a hot topic.
Did you guys see the story of the T-ball coach that put a hit out on one of his T-ball players.
McKinney. Back in. Start us off.
I drive down there, and I got there 8 minutes early, and I ring the bell, and no Jimmy. I ring the bell again,
5 minutes
no
early.
Jimmy.
I could answer the door without my shirt, but it was 5 minutes early. You were.
Oh, well, I was less early than I thought I was. That's even better. Yeah, so anyway, I rang the bell. Yeah, although I was, whatever. I'm punctual, as a rule. And I got there perfect time, and I rang the bell 3 times, no Jimmy. So I started to go, I was going to check, make sure I had the right apartment.
I only heard you ringing twice, Joan. You say three, and three. I could have come to the doorway. 8 minutes to five, and now it's 3-2. I mean, really. So you finally get
him. I get him, and he comes out, and he apologized. He said he was in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And he called. Yeah. And he's tall and had a nice smile.
I see. And
but very nondescript. Kind of like a J.C. Penney at all. Very.
I guess we all can't make $150,000 a year, Joan. What did you think of the way that she looked?
I wasn't picking myself up off the floor.
any advice, any parting comments, Jimmy, as far as you're concerned?
Get a real life, and I hope you get a job working.
Actually, what I said, I hope you get a job working at Fantasyland at Disney.
Jimmy was gold.
Wow.
I guess, yeah. Sir, after some hard balls.
You're
now
only 30, darling.
Hi, this is Dane Miner, General Manager of Freeman Toyota. If you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, here's a couple of things you should strongly consider. Toyota is one of the most reliable and affordable vehicles on the road today. And the Freeman family is one of the most trusted and respected names in the automobile business. When you combine the two, you have a combination that is guaranteed to work for you. With Freeman Toyota's intense focus on customer satisfaction and Toyota's great value, you can't go wrong in your automobile buying decision. For example, lease a double cab Tundra for just $269 a month for 36 months. Or our best-selling SUV, the 4Runner, for $349 a month for 36 months. And these offers are with zero out-of-pocket. Come and visit us today and see what our current customers already know. Freeman Toyota is committed to making you number one. We are located at 183 and 820 on the affordable side of the Metroplex, or pick up your phone and call us toll-free at 1-800-NEW-CARS or log on to freemantoyota.com. Freeman Toyota, where character and reputation make the difference.
Good morning and good afternoon on Ticket. Welcome to the first manual roundtable. This is the first time we've done it, and I'm your congenital host, R. Gregory Williams. Joining us on our roundtable today are our distinguished panelists to talk about the subject of the day. First up, the extremely experimental fake Chan Gailey, who inextricably is obsessed with NASCAR. Good morning, Chan.
Well, good morning to you, Gregor. And I tell you what, Gregor, we're having a damn good time out here waiting for Santa Bonner to come by and put Lucky Charms all over our football field with a bunch of jumpers saying, whoopee.
All right, didn't understand that, but thanks for being with us, Chan. Okay, also with us, the fake Will Clark. How are you, Will?
Ha, 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 ha. What are you lost around here or something?
All right, that's kind of the same voice as me, but...
The Tickets Drop Page Radio. The Tickets Drop Page Radio.
Kind of the same voice as me, but finally with us, the fake TCU head professional coach, Billy Tubbs. Hello, sweet Billy.
Hello, Chuck. My panties smell like turpentine, Chuck.
So do Dale and I.
All right, let's start with TCU number one on the first anal Grego roundtable. What's the deal with Tom Penders? I mean, what's the deal with him? What's the deal with that? I mean, good gosh!
Who the hell you want to answer that question? You need to specify. Get Dale Jarrett in here to let sprinkle ice over his monkey-headed triple rings to the girls in the chorus saying, "Hound dog."
Hey, I meant meant to go to fake Billy on that question. I'm sorry. I meant to go to the TCU basketball. I mean, Billy, I mean, Tom Penders. I mean.
What are you lost in this question?
I mean, Billy, with Tom Penders.
The Ticket Drop Page Radio.
Billy, do you miss the game?
I made a giraffe out of pudding pie, Chuck.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
Billy, let me rephrase the question like...
That's a bonehead question.
I plan on starting my own law office. I guess the first step is to buy the kumquat, Chuck.
I tell you what, if we don't start getting some serious sports issues today, I'm going to take Cal Petty in the back room and let him go coconuts on my brain with a 2x4 to the best thing. Get it on, Jack.
Ha, ha.
Next issue, the Rangers have started their impressive season. The Grunt Rangers, brother. What are your general impressions of the Rangers?
I am giving a massage to a computerized Cossack, Chuck.
Is he lost around here or something?
Olazabal and Colin Montgomery both three shots off the pace of eight under U.S. Open winner Michael Campbell, Tim Clark, Scott Verplank, Sergio Garcia, and Trevor Immelman, all four off the pace at seven under par. Vijay Singh today, even through nine holes, he is five back at six under. The Rangers are hoping to stop their two-game slide this afternoon at McAfee Coliseum. Texas is hoping Kenny Rogers can start the second half strong as he has a 10-4 record and a 2.54 ERA. Texas is seven games out of first place in the West and only a half game up on the A's for second place. And outfielder Gary Matthews Jr. knows the A's are notorious for a mid-season run.
Every year around this time, you know, they start putting it together. And, you know, I think a lot of teams that are going to be contenders start, you know, putting pieces together around this time of year. You know, you start seeing the pennant races shape up and everything.
Today's first pitch is set for 3:05, and tonight in Vegas, middleweight champ Bernard Hopkins is looking to defend his title for the 21st consecutive time. He faces Jermaine Taylor at the MGM Grand. The fight can be seen on pay-per-view. Our next ticket ticker coming up at 11:30, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant. Saturdays, 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Cowboys, Cowboys, Cowboys. Football season is coming, and we're your station for Cowboys hot sports opinions. Brought to you by Miller Lite and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It's 11:17 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We're visiting with Dave Lane here on The Rant. I'm Gordon Keith, along with Corby Davidson, star of The Hardline, who I think you're on vacation, but you just decided to come in.
Yeah, I think, you know what, you talked me into that.
We're on the air now.
Yeah, we're on the air.
What, are the speaker not on, I guess?
Yeah, you can turn the speakers up on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's,
we are on the air, so hang on.
So, MTB, we're on 121 and near Ohio in Plano, Texas.
Ohio Road,
yes.
Yeah, you talked me into working my vacation because I was not going to do anything, you know, just sit around the house. And so I figured, why not just work?
All right.
It's not really like I'm...
It's fun to do this show, isn't it?
It is.
It is.
Good times.
It is.
All right, let's go up to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Okay. I'm shutting my eyes.
Is that where the Little League story is?
Yes.
Okay.
Did you guys play T-ball?
I did for one or two seasons, and I was so awful at it, I quit.
I was first-team All-American at T-ball from 1975 to 1976.
As was I. So, they have this this T-ball coach up there who paid one of his players, paid a T-ball player. So how old are you talking about here?
Seven, eight-year-old? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pre-Little League. So
he paid one of his players $25 to injure an eight-year-old mentally disabled teammate so he wouldn't have to put the teammate in the game.
So he's trying to win.
Yeah. There's a rule there that says, you know, you have to play each player... A
couple innings.
Three innings a game.
So he wanted to get out of that rule.
Yeah. So he didn't want to play the mentally challenged kid. So he gets one of his other, you know, star athletes.
Hey,
$25 if you take out Downey over there.
Why is his name Downey?
Oh, I'm sorry. The coach's name is Mark Downs. So I, for some reason I thought that...
So was the name of the team Downs, like apostrophe S syndrome?
Oh, my gosh.
Named after the coach.
Why syndrome? That's an
or
odd
down, or Downs syndromes, like the syndromes.
No one ever...
See?
What?
He's making jokes now.
Yeah, look at that. You see, you don't hear Corby making those jokes anymore.
I never made those jokes.
Corby, who won King of Down Syndrome Comedy 12 years running.
Who still to this day operates mongoloidhumor.org.
Right.
.gov.
Oh,
I thought
sorry.
We got that straight.
.gov. And now that his wife's pregnant, all of a sudden the Down Syndrome jokes have faded into the background in Corby's life.
Not
odd.
True. Never did them.
Very odd.
Never did them. Never did them. Okay, so here's the deal with this kid.
So did the kid go through with it, or did he tell his parents, or what?
No, the boy, the... Not retarded, right?
I don't
mentally,
know.
Mentally retarded. Challenged.
Special needs child.
Yeah, special needs. He was hit in the head and in the groin with a baseball just before the game.
More like injured. Point blank crazy?
Yeah, so, yeah, he didn't play. So his mother gets suspicious of the injuries, and she asked the police to investigate because she suspected that Downs wanted to keep the boy off the field. And they investigate, and now
it turns out
they're still investigating, it says here.
All right, here's the deal, and I'm not trying to be insensitive, but it's going to come off being very insensitive.
The kid shouldn't be on the team.
Does the kid really need to be on that team?
It's T-ball.
Yeah, I know it's T-ball. And
it's not Little League.
It's not all about winning, I know, but I don't know how to put this nicely. Did you get it?
I got it.
All right. Okay. Idiot. No, I just don't know if that kid, if he should be on the field with the other kids like that. I mean, he's a special needs
it's
child.
It's not contagious.
No, I know that. He's a special needs child.
But you don't know how special needs he is.
What does it say there? Are you making this up?
No, it says it refers to him as mentally disabled. Not mentally challenged, but disabled. Like his brain is completely on off.
Huh. Well, but it's not like, you know, if you've seen the trailers for the new Bad News Bears, they have the kid in the wheelchair on the team.
All right, if you guys had a special needs child and he probably had a hard time competing with the other kids on that level playing field, would you want him in there? And let's say that you could tell he really wasn't comfortable with it. I don't know if I would want to do that. I don't know. That's a really tough call. But Nancy carrying him is not a good move.
But I think if you are the parent of a child like that, you want the kid to be assimilated as much as possible and feel included as much as possible.
But you want to make him feel like an idiot when he gets three innings of just gratuitous play and they pray to God they never hit the ball to him. When they do, he just can't do anything with it. That's what happens with the fat kids in Little League when they had to play two innings. You'd stick them out in right field and pray they didn't hit it out there. And I can't imagine a kid who really couldn't do much with the ball.
To Corby's insensitivity here.
Shut up.
He's equating fat people to retarded people.
Right.
You guys are sorry.
It's true.
I'm trying to have a serious conversation about kids with special needs, and you guys are being jerks.
You know, I don't know what the story is, and I don't know why it's so... It's what makes me hate kids, knowing that a mentally challenged kid is going to be made fun of by the other kids.
Well,
and they don't want him out
there.
This
doesn't make you hate dads more that are so into T-ball that they want to take out a kid?
Oh, yeah. That really makes me hate dads.
Sports dads are the worst.
Absolutely.
Overbearing sports
dads.
They're
a bunch of frustrated males who never got to be the Silverbacks themselves, so...
They're
going to lord over their little group of
6-year-olds. I mean, give me a break, man. That's awful. Is that Could that be a felony? Surely it is. Isn't that some sort of extortion or something?
Conspiracy.
Extortion?
Conspiracy to injure a child.
I think it's grand larceny.
Oh. Money laundering?
Yeah. It's probably money laundering.
He was trying to clean that $25.
Yes. Coming up next, Corby, you want to read this headline?
Sure. Why do you make me read this headline?
Because you got the best voice of all of us.
Oh, yeah. Boy, it's real powerful.
Hurry. We need to eat burritos.
All right. Here we go. Mother charged with injecting toddler with feces.
Next.
Hey, coming up Sunday on the Mark Elfenbein Show, everybody likes free tickets, right? Well, so do I. Well, we got free tickets to give away because in 2 weeks at the Arlington Convention Center, it's the TriStar Collectibles.
Is he lost around here or something?
I tell you, we better stop talking sports right now.
Cucumbers have my number.
The Cowboys schedule, is it easy or hard? Ken Gailey.
I don't care whether it's hard or not. I just know that when the tooth fairy comes calling you and turn number four with Jeff Gordon's number tattooed across his corny ass, you better make a dang sure that ballerina got it all in the football equation of my name, not Sabadoo.
I'm insane now, Chuck.
All right! That concludes another Greg Williams roundtable. And I'd just like to thank my distinguished panelists. So just remember, until next time, America, I'm Greg R. Williams asking, do you miss the game?
Can we just land through his sausage here?
That's a bonehead question. Unbelievable. Good gosh.
Help me, Chuck.
The Ticket Stop Page Radio.
Mr. Williams, would you mind stepping in my office? It's your turn to take the test, the polygraph test.
Come on, why do we have to do this? It's so stupid.
Everybody in the club is going to have to take the test, Mr. Williams.
I'm tired of all your questions. This is not the Spanish Inquisition.
I'm not here to judge you. Would you please put the apparatus on your finger, please?
Yeah, okay, all right.
Let's start the polygraph test.
Okay, let's get it over with. Shoot, what's the first question?
What's your real name?
Robert Gregory Williams. Horace Grego Mankiewicz. Are you a virgin?
Yes, I'm a virgin. You see a wedding ring?
How many partners have you had?
38. 483, including cattle.
Have you ever consumed any illegal drugs?
You know, I never have. I had some friends that did it at one time, but I've never actually.
Black mollies, quaaludes, reefer, smack, liquid acid, glass, ice, crack, cocaine, Shanghai Sally. But that is it. That is it. There's shrooms, meth, angel dust, skunk, the date rape drug, nitrate, and that is all, brother. And I'm on Vicodin right now.
Drop Page Radio.
It's Georgie time.
Hello there. You're on with George. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. T1 Pete here.
Hey, it's Gordon again. Hey, everybody. It's Gordon Keith.
Hey, I love the hard line, and I listen in the morning, too. So I guess you'd call me a P1 and a half or a P-half.
Well, no, I just call you the great Gordon.
Oh, George, I have such a good time listening. Hey, listen. Me and a couple buddies are gathered around the radio right now.
Yeah.
And we missed the story about how you met Craig Miller.
Well, the hardline's going to replay it at 6:45. So listen.
The Ticket Drop Page Radio. The Ticket Drop Page Radio.
Thank you for listening. This station is in a commercial break and will be returning to its regular programming shortly.
Joining us on the round table is our old buddy, point guard Steve Nash.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's fun to be on with you guys again.
That's good to have you. Also, Mavs guard Michael Finley. Good morning, Mike.
Oh, yeah, what's up, man? Sorry.
It's okay.
A little distracted.
Mavs forward Dirk Nowitzki is with us. Hello, Dirk.
Guten Tag, silly American.
And also Mavericks broadcaster Bob Ortegal. Hello, Bob.
Wow, great to be on with my hero, Michael Finley, in this magical dark. I'm kind of offended by that. Wow.
All right, well, let's kick this around the horn now and ask everybody. You guys are 10-0. What's been the key to this amazing start, Mark?
Well, because I'm the owner. I got $1 billion in shark teeth. By the way, you like my football-looking Mavericks jerseys?
Yeah, they're a bit confusing.
No gimmicks. The same low prices our employees and their families pay. You get the best deal possible on vehicles that are the best in Texas. To take advantage of the Ford Family Plan, stop by your nearest Texas Ford dealer before August 1st. The plan excludes Ford GT, Mustang, and Escape Hybrid, and you must take delivery from participating dealer stock by August 1st, 2005. The big E450 vans and F450 trucks and higher are also excluded. See your dealer for complete details or visit Ford.com. See your Texas Ford dealer today, and welcome to the family.
I'm Sean Bass. The Rangers look to the gambler. Details next on the Ticket Ticker.
Me like hockey.
Hockey chaos is finally over.
Has this been the worst year of your professional life, looking back at this and just what a disaster that was last year?
This has been the first year in 40 years that I haven't had a team to look at the standings where you're playing or coaching or whatever. It's been a struggle.
Dallas is back to a 14 town.
The passion that I have is for hockey, and when you don't have it, it hurts.
Dave Tippett with us, Stars head coach.
Breaking hockey news first, guaranteed, on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
TheTicket.com.
When we say sports, you say now.
The Texas Rangers will rely on Kenny Rogers until his suspension takes hold. Ticker brought to you by TicketSeaTimes.com and Samstown Casino in Shreveport. Today, the All-Star lefty takes the hill, trying to stop the Rangers' two-game losing streak as he pitches against the A's at McAfee Coliseum, where he is 21-4 lifetime. With an impressive 3.46 ERA, he faces the ace, Joe Bland, at 3:05. You can see today's game on Fox Sports Net Southwest. Lance Armstrong held on to his yellow jersey today, finishing in second place in Stage 14. Lance had to leave his teammates once again to ride with the main competitors in the Pyrenees. Armstrong extended his overall lead from 38 seconds to a minute 14. And at the British Open this morning, Tiger Woods is your leader right now. He is even through 9 holes at 11 under. Jose Maria Olazabal, having a great day shooting 4-under through 12. He is now one off the pace at 10-under. Retief Houston, Colin Montgomery, both two shots off the pace at 9-under. Michael Campbell, he won the U.S. Open. He is at 7-under, along with Sergio Garcia. Our next Ticket Ticker coming up at 11:50. Breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, Saturdays, 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
When breaking sports news breaks, we'll break in. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
11:32, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. National Tire and Battery in Plano is where the rant is today. You can stop by and see us. We're going to be here for another half hour.
Come get free Chipotle and see Hong Kong Paul eating his free Chipotle.
Look at him go. MTB is located on Highway 121. Isn't that right?
Yep.
121 near Ohio Road.
Kind of between Preston and Hillcrest.
Between Preston and Hillcrest on 121. Stop by and see us. It is Rant-a-rific and MTB-a-rific.
And I am taking advantage while we're here of the $9.99 oil change.
That's all it is?
Uh-huh.
Dang.
It's wicked awesome.
Well, you know, I ought to tell the guy who handles all my cars to bring them up here. Yeah, sounds like a pretty good deal to me. Of course, I have no gauge. I don't know how much oil changes cost. You know, I don't really have any connection to the prices in the real world.
You just have people that handle those things.
Yeah. You know, I really and truly don't. I have no idea how much a gallon of milk costs. $20? 50 cents? I have no idea. What is it?
Well, it's like, what, $2, $3?
Is it? Oh, that sounds fine to me. I'm going to buy a bunch of gallons of milk on the way home. Cause that sounds so reasonable.
Stuck up.
Yeah. 214-787-1310 is our telephone number. We will get to some phone calls before the end of the show today. But first, Corby wants to do an incredible story of survival.
Did you just make out?
Thank you, Gordon.
No, I bought a water.
Corby was off with Claudia.
We were buying water. All right, I read the headline. Mother charged with injecting toddler with feces.
What?
In Bear, Delaware, a former pediatric nurse has been charged with trying to poison her toddler son by injecting human feces into his bloodstream.
Sounds like that Baron von Munchausen by proxy voting that goes on.
What? Munchausen syndrome?
By proxy.
Doctors at the hospital where McMullen worked alerted police that her 22-month-old son had been hospitalized 6 times since he was 4 months old for serious life-threatening illnesses. Doctors found E. coli, a bacteria found in feces in the boy's bloodstream, and said the only way it could have entered the bloodstream was through injection, not consumption.
So she was trying to claim that he was a doo-doo eater?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
A search of the...
The way they say he had tuberculosis?
No.
So he said he had consumption.
A search of the woman's locker turned up needles, a syringe holder, an intravenous line tap, and an examination of her home computer indicated she'd been researching child poisoning. So if you Google child poisoning, does feces come up?
So they found Mark. That's a great drop.
So she had the needles and the syringes and the rig and all that stuff. Did they find the mason jar in there too?
It doesn't say if she was jarring and extracting from the jar.
Was she using her own or the kid's own?
Doesn't say.
It was
a vomit.
Was human, right?
Yeah.
Or was it animal?
Now, the woman's attorney, Elwood...
Was it greasy-ality poisoning?
Elwood Evelyn Jr. said the child has an eating disorder, and he consulted with a medical expert who believes what the child is suffering is part of a medical condition, and there's absolutely no evidence of an objective nature against her.
Priapism?
Except for the syringe, the intravenous line tap, and the doo-doo.
Hey, would you stop it?
Well, what's wrong with doo-doo?
Well, I guess it is a news story, but just call it something a little bit more mature.
Like what?
I don't know.
Fecal crap?
Bottom clay?
You're right. That's more mature.
Just something else.
The boy was placed...
Why are we even doing this story?
You handed it to me. The boy was placed in foster care, and she's scheduled to appear in family court trying to regain custody. Death penalty.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a little harsh.
She's trying to kill him. If she would have killed him, death penalty. Hey, I'm all for capital punishment.
Hey, what are we doing tonight? We're all going out, right?
Yeah, we're all partying.
Where are we partying? Where are we going to go?
You pick the place.
Let's go to the Dubliner, something that's reasonably close to Highland Park. you live in, where do you live?
So I still live in Arlington, but we moved to a different part of Arlington.
Really, another apartment?
Eastwood and South.
You guys
Arlington.
Got a better deal on your apartment, didn't you? Like, too much free?
Yeah, they were
$100 move-in.
And you know, my apartment complex wouldn't match, and I've lived there for 11 years.
Right.
But you know what? They switched management recently, and I didn't...
You know what you ought to do?
It's a boring story. I don't want to go into it.
You ought to move your family into my back house. Seriously. It's like 1,200 square feet. It's perfect.
That is perfect.
You can... You know what?
Sad thing is, P1s think you're kidding.
You know what? You can... I'll knock off like $200 a month, and you can just kind of do the pool. Just kind of sweep it out a little bit. You know, whatever. Whatever you people do.
Which pool?
The big one.
Okay.
Not the lap pool. That doesn't need to be cleaned out. The Olympic pool.
And P1s think you're kidding.
Yeah.
I have a spare bedroom in my house in Mesquite.
Oh, no.
Why are you all knowing him?
Because he lives in Mesquite now.
So?
That's all I could afford. I wanted.
How close is where you live to Mesquite?
Within the city limits.
Nothing wrong with Mesquite.
There isn't anything wrong with Mesquite.
I didn't say there was.
Oh, hey, you know what? Paul, come here.
Paul is here.
Hong Kong Paul.
Okay.
Paul, put your Iraqi burrito down and put the headset on.
Iraqi burrito. Okay.
Paul, you got to put the food down. Good Lord. It's not going to... No one's going to steal your food. He won't put it down. All right, this is Hong Kong Paul, one of the, I say, top three most famous listeners we have.
Maybe of all time.
Maybe so. How you doing, Paul?
Okay.
Why are they laughing at you, Paul?
I don't know. We're not laughing at you.
We're not laughing at you. We love you, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
We love you.
I have a question for Gordo.
Okay.
One of your pals, Chris House.
Chris House?
DJ.
Chris House, a DJ?
Yeah. He wanted to ask you, are you a closet homosexual?
That's a good question.
He wants to ask if you're a closet homosexual, Gordon. I answered the guy's question.
A DJ?
Yes, your friend.
You have
Who
to
is
answer.
That?
You have to ask the yes.
Well, the answer is yes, but I don't know Chris House.
Well, maybe he is.
Where did you meet him?
Where'd you meet Chris House?
At one of the remotes.
Our ticket remote?
No, KSCS remote.
He is a radio junkie.
My God.
Now, Paul.
What were they giving away at the KSCS remote?
The car.
Hey, do we have the best? Do we have the best food out of all the radio stations?
I think so.
Yeah, well, you should know.
I don't know.
Well, you eat a lot of our food. I think it's good.
You know,
all right, Paul. We want you to be our reporter. Here's the news story.
That's a long one. Give me
no,
a long one.
No, no, no. Here, no here. Reporting.
This one is a good, this is a good short
one. A good one for you.
Here, go ahead.
Just read that for us. Read the headline and then the story.
You can read non-Mandarin, can't you? Yes?
What do you mean?
Let's have a news sounder.
I thought that's the English.
It is.
Let's go to the Hong Kong Paul news desk.
All right, Paul.
I have no idea.
Go ahead. Let's start our day off with a good news story.
Okay. Man agrees to be castrated for liar sentence. Associated Press, July 13, 2005, 05:21 p.m.
Right.
Carpenter, Louisiana. A man who admits raping two young girls have agreed to be castrated to avoid serving a life prison sentence. Keith Raymond for men 42 accept a 25-year sentence without parole for molesting the two sisters, who were 11 and 13 at the time of the attack in 1999.
Oh, ABC News has their successor, Peter Jennings,
yeah,
right here.
Judge Donald, I couldn't pronounce the name.
It's okay.
Fran Larson said he could revoke the sentence if Fran does not undergo the surgery by August 18th. The victims, now 17 and 19, were in court Tuesday and agreed to the plea deal.
All right. Hong Kong Paul.
Listen, I mean,
did you repeat that? I'm sorry.
No.
Did
repeat.
You? He had kind of a Cronkite-esque humanity in his delivery.
Yeah,
I could hear that you felt the story as you were reading it.
I thought it was very Bob Schieffer-esque. You had your own little drawl there, and it's obvious that you know your news, Paul.
All right, Paul, here, read this one. This one's about 5 pages long, but I think...
Nah, I don't
think. Hey, now, Hong Kong Paul, we heard that you... Now, are you a P1? Do you listen to our station a lot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you name all the shows?
Well, I'm a baddie.
All right, start in the morning.
Start in the morning. Monday morning. What's going on?
What do you mean, the soul?
Well, the radio shows that you listen to on the ticket. Do you know the names of all the shows that you listen to on the ticket?
Well, now I can remember the name. Well, Gordo, Junior, and what?
Do you know the name of the show, though? The actual show they call it? What's the show I work on in the afternoon?
The Hotline.
Right.
What's the show right before the Hardline?
Bad Radio.
Right. Okay. And right before Bad Radio? The guy that's by himself.
Norm.
And then right before Norm?
I'm choking here.
That's okay.
I can,
what's their nickname? Not their names, but the gentle blank.
All right, Paul. Can you say it's Dunham & Miller?
The Muser.
Dunham & Miller.
The Muser.
Now, also, Paul, I got an email saying that they heard you on KVIL in a contest
that you won some amazing prize?
Did you win a prize from KBIO?
Yes.
What did you win?
Stevie Nicks pickup.
Are you a big Stevie Nicks fan? Got all the Fleetwood Mac albums.
Are you going to go?
Yes, sir.
Hell yeah, you are.
Yeah. Inside, AC.
Yeah. What? Yeah, AC.
Now, who's your favorite? What's your favorite Stevie Nicks song?
I can name songs to hear it.
Do you know what band she was in?
Fleetwood Mac.
Yes.
What
What's your favorite Fleetwood Mac song?
I don't know the name.
What's your favorite song of all time, let's say?
I don't know.
Sing a little bit of it.
No.
I'll sing. Okay, mine is Rihanna. Rihanna. That's Fleetwood Mac. Go ahead. What's your favorite song?
I don't know. You know.
Who's your favorite band?
I don't know. You can pick one. Anyone. No. Those are
you like the Rolling Stones?
Probably the Eagles and Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah.
Can you sing Row, Row, Row Your Boat for us?
No. Those are the...
Well, I was picking an easy song. Can you sing any song for us?
No singing.
Why did you pick one that had lots of R's in it? What do you mean?
I don't roll my R, Phil.
All right, Paul, another question. I got an email from a coworker of yours saying that in order for you to get free food...
You have to die.
...from Chick-fil-A, they were doing a promotion saying if you dressed up like a cow, they'd give you a free sandwich, and you came to work in a cow outfit. Is this true?
Yes, sir.
Now, what kind of office do you work at where you can wear a cow costume?
Well, it wasn't a cow costume. It was just a little makeup one.
What? Like, how'd you make one up?
No, it was just a T-shirt and, a fresh pan.
Right, and they gave you a free sandwich?
Well, yeah.
Okay, I'm not getting mad.
You guys don't fight. I don't want you guys fighting.
I'm not getting mad.
Now, Paul, last time we visited with you at a Rant Remote, you were very proud of yourself because you'd built up a lot of savings in your savings account.
At Hibernia Bank.
Yeah, at Hibernia Bank. Mm-hmm. And you were, do you remember how much you had saved at that time?
$40.
So...
We'd like to get some progress.
Yeah, we'd like to get the update as to how much you have in your savings account right now. You're how old are you, Paul?
44.
God, he looks good, doesn't he?
He does.
Not really, no.
He does. You look good, Paul.
44 he does.
Oh, for 44?
Yeah.
You look good.
Well, better than 35, right?
You're damn right. I guess.
What?
But I mean, he still doesn't look American, so doesn't that hurt?
No, it doesn't. How much money do you have saved up now? Is it still $40?
Well, the interest is probably like $40.12, right?
Let him answer. How much do you have in your savings account?
Zero.
Oh, Paul. What happened?
Service fee.
Oh, no. Yeah, they'll eat you up.
Yeah. After I opened my account there, they didn't tell me I have to have a minimum on it.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to keep at least like $10,000 in there to avoid those service fees.
Wow, Paul. So was that your only bank account? Do you have a checking account somewhere else? Or do you not deal with that?
No comments.
Where do you put all your money?
You got a job.
I mean, what do you do with all your money? You put it in a sack in your house or something? Or underneath the bed?
Yeah, under the mattress.
Do you really?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, no.
You really don't have a checking account, Paul?
Yeah, I have a checking account.
All right. I don't know whether to believe him or not.
I don't either, Paul.
Paul, you're 44 years old now. What is the one thing you want most out of life?
Don't know.
Would you like to find a woman? Are you married?
No.
When was the last time you held a woman? Just clutched her close.
Can't remember.
When was the last time you forced a woman at gunpoint to involve herself in a scat film?
Can we remember, you know?
You know, what's the deal with the Oriental women? They make the craziest...
They're always like vomiting and putting things where things aren't supposed to go.
You know what we're talking about? Like like you're Japanese, so, I mean, like the Japanese pornography
is...
No,
Japanese.
Chinese.
Oh.
He's Hong Kong Paul.
Yeah. Not Nagasaki Paul.
Tokyo Paul.
But, I mean, all that stuff's the same, right? I mean... Vietnam is the same as Korea. It's just in a different language, right? Just the same word in a different language.
He's an idiot, isn't he, Hong Kong Paul?
Yeah.
So who do you hate? What Asian country do you hate the most?
Mexico.
Yeah, Mexico.
You don't like the Mexicans, do you?
We ran through this already. I think on the first one.
So have you ever watched any like anime porn or anything like that?
Yeah, what kind of porn? What kind of porn do you like?
No comment.
You like white?
Oh, you can't
porn?
Do that when you're
no
watching.
No comment.
It?
Yeah.
Oh, no comment. No, I'm sorry.
Yeah, comment is what he said.
Well, Paul, this is always fascinating. We love talking to you. You're my favorite listener, hands down. Seriously, you're my absolute favorite listener.
Because this is why. Because he makes fun of you, and so he has to overpraise you in order to keep you coming back for the free food that he lays out
Paul,
to draw you out of the wood pile that you live in.
You hear us reference you every day on the show, don't you? Every day we talk about Hong Kong, Paul.
Every day you're the expense. You're the butt of one of their jokes.
So that's why I'm negotiating a contract. Yeah.
Damn right. You need to get on payroll.
Yeah.
Paul, before you go, will you give us a snake drop in Hong Kong, Paul?
Bill, go up. What's that one? Hey, Bill.
Have we gotten a bad radio liner from him?
Yeah, say, hey, this is Hong Kong Paul, and I never listened to bad radio on the ticket. Come on, put them on.
It would be a huge favor. They would love that.
Nah, they don't want that.
Yes, they do.
Nah, they don't want
this
that.
Is I'll walk you through it. I'll walk you through it.
No.
This is Hong Kong Paul.
Why are you humiliating
him? No.
Shut up.
No, that's it. Yeah.
All right. All right, buddy. You have a good weekend. Enjoy your burrito.
See, I thought I'm going to try a Kenny Rogers on you guys. Knock off your headset or something.
All right.
Kenny Rogers.
Thank you, Paul.
Get a Chipotle to go.
Yep.
Yeah, get one to go.
Okay.
See you, bud.
Bye.
That is the great Hong Kong Paul.
Oh, poor dear, sorry. So sorry.
Hong Kong Paul.
Everybody's sitting there shaking their heads. They know
Hong Kong
sorry
Paul
you are.
Just. He flipped Corby off as he walked away.
Yes.
No, he didn't. Hong Kong Paul and I are friends.
Hey, come on. Let's lure Hong Kong Paul out. We can make fun of him some more.
Hey.
I'm Triple Corby.
Who?
Just like back when I was in the frat house. We made fun of Asians all the time.
Shut up.
It just sickens me. You just wait. Your wife's pregnant right now. She could be... Your baby could be afflicted like Paul is.
What is that? How?
Whatever he's got.
Yellow fever.
Steve, what do you think about the 10-0 start? What's been the key?
Well, it's like I barely have enough energy to even answer your questions. But I think the key is, Dirk is playing really well. And Sean Bradley surprised us by actually moving the muscle over the offseason. So. And also I nailed half of Hollywood over the break. So.
You did.
Yeah, I think so. I think that worked well for us,
Oh, yeah, I guess so. I guess you had fun, at least. Michael Finley, what do you think?
I think we're 10-0 because I'm getting my shots, and Bradley's starting to play like a black guy.
Okay.
He's decent now.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Dirk, 10-0 start. What's been the key?
This year I stuff lederhosen down my pants before game to impress ladies.
That's a fine.
I will kill you.
Whoa, okay, easy. Bob Ortigal, from your perspective at the broadcast table, what's been the key?
Great! Thank you for asking me that question! I think it's the great multicultural cast Mr. Cuban has assembled.
Uh-huh.
Mark the sauerkraut Nowitzki.
Right.
Eduardo the Mexican jumping bean. Michael Blackie Blackman Finley.
Hey, man, I'm offended, man. What is that?
And Steve, I love the Gash Nash.
Yep.
I get it.
That's the key.
Wow!
That's certainly over the top and offensive.
Wow!
Okay. All right, next question for our Dallas Mavericks roundtable. Whose team is this? Some people say it's Finley's team. He's the captain. Some say Dirk's the best player. Some say Nash, the point guard. It's his team. Whose team is it? Mark Cuban?
Who's the owner?
The Ticket Drop Page Radio.
Yeah,
and who dances like a member of NSYNC in his own television show?
That's you.
That's me. That's my team.
Steve, what do you think?
I think what controls this team is same thing that controls me, my testosterone-filled balls.
Michael Finley, you're the captain.
Yeah, I'd say it's my team because I am the captain. I'm the only black guy at the top three.
Okay. Dirk?
Deutschland.
Germany? Bob Ortegel, from your perspective, whose team is it?
I don't care who controls it as long as I have a job and can be overly enthusiastic and racially insensitive. Wow!
Whoa, hello? Who was that?
That was the time on Mavericks that we died.
Drop Page Radio.
Drop Page Radio.
An effort to make things easier, Volvo is offering model year...
The biggest ideas to come out of Dallas are the Calatrava Bridges, beautiful arcs of white that will reach impossibly high.
School of the Performing and Visual Arts. You know, it's been the training ground for three multiple Grammy Award-winning...
Artists have made the entrance to Deep Ellum a wave of graffiti, a colorful icon that lures thousands of upscale shoppers a year to Neiman Market, the fashion center...
Court where Dallas has shown some real depth this year, thanks to the solid...
marble that sculptor Jesus Morales carved into a...
thick and juicy five-star steak at the largest five-day auto show in the nation with over 700 vehicles on display.
The grandeur, grace, and design... so that these new bridges will really show how big we think in
Dallas. A city built on big ideas that makes a big impression on those who come to see our swagger, on those dreaming up the next big thing. Let our nightlife draw the big idea out of you. With hundreds of live music acts and more restaurants per capita than New York, there's always another way to live large and think big. Log on to visitdallas.com for details.
Get to know electricity savings. Call 1-866-RELIANCE or visit Reliant.com. You know, I'd recommend staying away from the heavy synthetic fabrics right now.
Excuse me?
Oh, I'm Tom from Reliant Energy.
Oh.
As long as you're shopping, you're really going to want something that breathes, maybe a linen or a seersucker.
Good point.
Oh, you know what else I'd recommend? Switching to Reliant before you switch on your air conditioner. That way you can save on your electricity bill, and it's a lot less stressful. Yeah.
Is this a cotton?
I believe it's a blend. Let me feel that. Yeah, it's a blend. Mm-hmm. Call us at 1-866-RELIANCE or visit Reliant.com.
Now through July 16th, buy one Motorola V265 camera phone for just $49.99 and get one free after $50 mail-in rebate on each with new two-year agreement. Verizon Wireless, we never stop working for you.
Ticket Sports News now.
The Texas Rangers are in danger of falling into third place today. Texas is only a half game up on the A's in the AL West for second place, but outfielder Kevin Mitch knows they still have a lot of time this season.
My second is going to come down to that last day in October. This division, so I mean, it's going to be a dogfight the rest of the way. I mean, we got a tough stretch coming up, but we try to regroup tomorrow.
Left-hander Kenny Rogers will try for win number 11 on the season today. He faces the 5-7 Joe Blanton. You can see that game on Fox Sports Net at 3:05. Today, Lance Armstrong upped his overall lead to 1:41 after finishing second in stage 14. And now a British Open update brought to you by Gregus Vodka and the Sewell family of dealerships. Tiger Woods on the course right now. He is now on the back nine. He is leading right now by 3 strokes. He is 12 under through 11 holes. Rajeev Joosen, Maria Olafable, and Colin Montgomery are all 3 shots back at 9 under. Sergio Garcia, he is 4 shots off the pace at 8 under. He is 3 under through 15. Our next ticket ticker coming up at 12:10 with a great Ty Walker, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, Saturdays 10 to noon right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Listening to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket is a reminder that you weren't born with enough middle fingers.
All right, it's 11:58 on The Ticket.
It's 11:58.
We are done here at NTB National Tire and Battery, where they will have oil changes for $9.99 out here all day long.
You cannot beat that, Corby. You cannot beat that.
They will take $20 off every alignment, and they guarantee to beat any other tire store price on name brand tires. Guaranteed.
Yeah, I can vouch for that. Speaking of alignment, have you guys ever done that Pilates?
No.
What are you talking about?
You know what Pilates is?
Yeah.
Don't they get you like in alignment if your spine is off and everything? I've always wondered how they do that. Do they crack something? Do they?
Pilates is like a workout program.
Yeah. But they also you align the body properly, and they can sit there and look at your posture and say, okay, that's a racket.
I don't know.
It sounds like it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Get out and run. Huh. Quit tricking up your workouts.
Well, I think that there's multiple different kinds of workouts to be beneficial, Corby.
Not really.
I want to see Gordon do yoga.
Hey, I think yoga is a good pursuit. Seems weird how we westernized it into more of a... Well, I guess there's so many different types of yoga.
Can I have a British Open update real quick before I leave? Quick leaderboard update.
Tiger 12 under.
Well, that's not a leaderboard update. What the hell else is going on?
Anybody within like 3 strokes of Tiger?
Rahif Gunesan,
Sean Bass
here today for you.
Ty Walker,
Rahif Gunesan, Jose Maria Olazabal, Colin Montgomery, all 9 under par.
All at 9?
Sport.
Yes. What
thanks,
hole,
Rich?
What hole are they on, Rich?
Rahif Dunn, Maria Olazabal on 15, Montgomery on 13.
And so
he's
what are playing the
with Tiger?
What are the standings in the Tour de France now? What's the
Lance Armstrong has the yellow leadership.
We're stealing.
Well, I know he's in the yellow
jersey. All their content. We're going to ruin Sports Saturday. How far ahead is he right now in the general classification?
Not this far. Not this far.
Stay tuned next.
See right here.
This far.
Are you going to?
This is The Ticket. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, is KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth and KTCK Sanger. You're listening to Ticket Sports Saturday with all the scores and stories every 20 minutes on our ticket tickers at 10, 30, and 50 past the hour. Big name guests and up-to-the-second information on the biggest sports events of the day. Plus, our patented hot sports opinions from all the ticket hosts. Live from Dallas-Fort Worth, the best and the most coverage of our teams in our town. Ticket